learned the Mishnah yesterday on Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Mishnah records, that's the whole thing of the Perek, records the Issa Refua. Is there the Rabbanon that a Bari who has a Mechaz Bialma is not permitted to apply any medication? And even in this situation, the reason why the Gzeri Shem Yishachit Samamanim, it may lead to a Malach Abchina, but even in a situation where there's nothing to grind, like a hot water bottle, there's nothing to grind up, they still prohibited all forms of Rifur. Not allowed to do Rifur B'Shem. Unless it's Ein any Keres. It's only also if it's Rifur any Keres. Ein any Keres, then it's Mutas. And the last two lines in the Mishnah, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, the Tanakama says, if a person is choshish b'masnov, stochu b'shemen, he's permitted to smear his body with oil, even though that will cause refuah, because that's the refuah she'en any keres, because there are some people who smear oil all the time. But to smear with shemen vered, that's only permissible for b'nei malachim, that even b'chol, shedak and losa chafila b'chol b'shemen vered. But for those who are not so wealthy, not b'nei malachim, it would be considered a refuah hanikeres to shmir with shemen verin on Shabbos. And Reb Shimon disagrees and he says, call this all b'nei malachim. So what exactly does that mean? So the Pashup Shah, the Gemara is going to finally come to this conclusion at the very end of the Perek, the last 8 lines or so. Gemara is finally coming to the conclusion that that's the machlekes, but the call this all b'nei malachim or not. Like you have in Bava Metziah by Mesadrin Labachayt. If he has a very expensive suit and he says the Bezin wants to be goyver, he owes money to the Bali Chobis and the Bezin wants to take away his property, so does Bezin have the right to sell his expensive suit and buy for him a less expensive suit that he should wear? And the money that they'll have, the extra amount of money they'll pay the Malzer? But he's saying no, he bought this expensive suit, called his home in Emabachim. So since the din is Mesadrin L'Bachayev, he has the right to retain that very expensive suit. But there it's a machlekes of Shimon HaChacham. So here also that's the Pashup Shat, that's how the Gemara says. Reb Shimon feels that since Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, everybody deserves to be so wealthy and deserves to be able to use Shem and Vered, Afilu B'mos HaChol. So therefore the Halacha says that it's not considered a Refuah HaNikeres. And the Tanakhama says no. It depends on your circumstance. In your circumstance, it is a refuah hanikeres. That's the pashup shot. Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim, since he deserves to be wealthy, all of us deserve to be wealthy, so therefore we don't consider it a refuah hanikeres because of the standard of living that we deserve to be living on. Even though the maise, it is nikar. I don't know, Rashi on Amud Beis throws in a different line. Rashi on Amud Beis, Diba Maska, Dila Reb Shimon Sava Masi, Ein Lucha Demuta Lazer Ve Asa Lazer. I'm not sure what that Malitza and Rashi means. Ein Lucha, Reb Shimon says, it can't be such a thing, Muta Lazer Ve Asa Lazer. If you're B'nai Malachim, you're permitted to Shmir Shemen Vered the Shabbos because she came dark and lost the Chol. So for them, it's Ein Ani Keres. Well, why not? For the B'nai Malachim, it's Ein Ani Keres. For she Ein Ani Keres. And for non b'nei malachim, everybody else, it doesn't shmir shemen vered most achol. So it is refuah hanikeres. I understand why we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. And what does Reb Shimon say? So pashut pshat kol yisrael b'nei malachim, since everybody deserves to live on that standard of living, so it's considered refuah shen hanikeres because of what he deserves to be. But Rashi doesn't sound like he said like that. Ein lecha muta lezev asa lezev, I'm not sure what that means. It's also Shir and Nikeris. Like the Gemara quoted on Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Hadabe Rava Me'ahi, that Rava backed out. Rava originally thought that it depends, Megalea Volea, Lifne Tibul is Mut and Laha Tibul is Asa. It depends on the same person, sometimes it'll be before Nikeris, sometimes not. Then the Gemara says, Hadabe Rava Me'ahi, it can't be. Because with respect to the din of, back to the din of tefillah, the mikveh, that you're not allowed to be tevil kelim at adam as mutter. Why is tefillah as adam mutter? Because the holy son of kelim is because it's nearer kim misakin mana. Nearer kim misakin mana. By adam, it's not nearer kim misakin mana because it's nearer kim meka. So what are you going to say on Yom Kippur? I can say nearer kim meka. Rechitz is one of the chamisha inuyim. The Gemara says, well, since on Shabbos it's mutter, on Yom Kippur it's also mutter because it's only osir if it's always nearer kim misakin mana. If sometimes it's not Niker, then it's not called Niker. Whenever you're dealing with a din de rabbanon that depends on Niker, both with respect to Refuah HaNiker as well as Mesakin Mone and Oifen Derek Niker, it's only, they only introduce the Iser if it's always Niker under all circumstances. But if sometimes Niker, sometimes not, then it's Mutam. They mean like Rava said, and that's why Hodebe Rav Mehi. Rava backed up from what he said, Kan Kodim Tibo Kan Lachat Tibo. If Kodim Tibo it's not Niker Lachat Tibo, it's also Mutam. Even though it is Niker, it has to be very Niker. It has to be Niker all the time. 24 hours a day, Shabbos Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. And if any one of these three is man, and Shabbos Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, it's ain't a Niker, then it's Mutter even the other time when it is Niker. So that's the same over here. Rashi sounds like he's saying within Reb Shimon, since for B'nai Malachim it's not Niker, so even though for the rest of us it is Niker, because most regular people can't afford to Shmir Shem and Verit B'mos Achol, so therefore it's not called Refuah HaNikeres for anybody, since for some Jewish people. It's ain't on Niker, so even for the others that it is Niker, it's not the full degree of Niker. Even that's what Rashi means. Ain't lechon muta lezeh ve'osa lezeh, since for them it's not Niker, so for us also not called Niker. I'm not sure what the Rashi means. Anyway, that's the final pshat that the Gemara gives. We're not sure what the final pshat is either. What does Reb Shimon mean? We don't pass like Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon mean? Call yourself the name of Loch. We're not sure. But originally, the Havamin of the Gemara, the Rabbein Tam can't believe that that's what the Gemara thought all along, because then it's going to come out that there are four machlokes in Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah and Amisich that they keep on repeating themselves. Dov Shein and Miskavin, which they pointed out, Dov Shein and Miskavin is machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kula, not just the machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos. Dov Shein and Miskavin, Reb Shimon is Meikel. Melachah Shein Tzviach HaLeguf, Reb Shimon is Meikel. He holds it's only the Rabbanon, unrelated, they have nothing to do with each other. Muktzah is machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, Vaitan unrelated. Here's the fourth machlek, Reb Shimon and Achachamir. Reb Shimon is Mekel. So the Rashi seems to have learned in the last four lines on the Daf, on the Omud, Omar Rav Halachic Reb Shimon. And in more effect, Akash and the Memory mean to say that Rav Paskins like Reb Shimon, all of the four coolest of Reb Shimon and Masech HaShabbos, but we know it's not correct. Rav sounds like he holds Dov Shein Miskab and Zoster. Omar says no. He really holds like Reb Shimon in the whole Masechta. And the reason why even Reb Shimon would agree that I'm Sechreisha the Nezaisa is Asur is because it's a Psikreisha, Moedir Reb Shimon be Psikreisha, that it's Asur. So Tesis points out that Rashi is very strange. Just because you hold like Reb Shimon, just because you pass like Reb Shimon in one matter, doesn't necessarily follow logically at all. And you have to pass on everything else that Reb Shimon said. We know explicitly that Rav doesn't paskin all the way like Reb Shimon. It says, of course, from Karachet Yizuzi, from Daf Yutes, that in the area of Muktzeh, Rav does not paskin like Reb Shimon. We know from Daf Kruf Kav Ches that there were Amoroim who made a Hachroa in the Psak, sometimes like Reb Shimon, sometimes like the Chachamim. You have in the Mems also. And based also, where the Amoroim are splitting, I paskin like Reb Shimon by Yem Svich HaLegufo, and I don't paskin like Reb Shimon by Dov Shein HaMizkavim. Or you can paskin the reverse. Pass like Reb Shimon by Dov Shein Miskavin, and not pass like Reb Shimon by Tzvich HaLegufa. It's totally unrelated. So how can Rashi even learn as a Havamina? How can Rashi learn even as a Havamina here? Rashi learns that that's the pshat, that the Gemara thought that if Rav passes like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, that means that he passes like Reb Shimon and everything in the Mesitta. It's very strange. So that's what prompted the Rabbi Natan to give a different interpretation. Near the Rabbi Natan, the Gemara originally thought that this is not a fourth machlokes, a fourth unrelated machlokes. One machlokes Reb Shimon HaChachamim by Muktzeh, by Yitzchak HaLegufa, Dov Shein HaMizkavin, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachah. The Gemara thought at this point in the Havamin on the bottom of Amud Aleph that machlokes Reb Shimon and Tanna Kamma here is a repeat of the old machlokes of Dov Shein HaMizkavin. We're talking over here that the guy's Soch Poshe Pshat the Mishnah is not like this. This had the Rabbi Natan is forced into interpreting because of this Gemara. That the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah where the Soch Shem and Vered Al Makoy Sehem, the Gemara is talking about a situation that the person is shmiring Shem and Vered not l'refuah, shmiring Shem and Vered l'tainug. Tanakama also l'afilu l'tainug. Why does he ask? Because Tanakama holds Dov Shein HaMizkavin is also or, so since over here, even though he's shmiring the shame tainug, but he's a bari with a mechesh bialma, and since the shem and vered may or may not relieve his pain, If it's vada going to be levi's pain, then it's going to be a psik reshe, then it has nothing to do with dovish and miskap. You have to say that it's a suffix, maybe yes, maybe no. There's a possibility that maybe shmiring shemen verid may relieve the pain. So the Tanakama asks, because it may or may not relieve the pain. Taisus doesn't write it straight. Taisus says the Tanakama osalei. See the Taisus dima maskal lememro. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a new pshat that the Gemara here understood that this machlokes of Shimon and the Tanakama is a repeat of their old machlokes that we had so many times by Dov Sheni Miskaven. Did we ever have it in the Mishnah? The machlokes Dov Sheni Miskaven at the Gemara a lot. That wasn't to the Mishnah. According to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in this Gemara, comes out that the Mishnah here is recording the machlokes satanoim regarding Dovashen and Miskav. Rashi in Yuma, where that long thesis was, that had so much to say. So Rashi there in Yuma said the machlokes satanoim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah, where the Dovashen and Miskav and Osamut is only if there is a possibility that it may lead to an Issa deraisa. But if the worst that can happen is going to be, it's going to be an Issa derabanan, the worst that can be is an Issa derabanan, that everybody agrees Dov Sheni Miskaven is Mutna. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos disagreed with Rashi. And they said that's impossible. Go to the meet the kids of the Safsol, even if it will make a Chavis, it's only going to be Kalachayat. That's what the Gemara says. So the worst that can be is going to be only a Malacha derabanan. And still, that's the original Machlekes of Shimon Rav Yudah. So Rashi, the Shitosa, it was a Shver Rashi. Rashi the Shitosa holds that it's, how can Rashi maintain such a Shita? Rashi is against that often in the Gemara. That was Tosfos Kash and Yuma and Daf Lamed Hey, wherever it was. So apparently Rashi distinguishes between the various Yisurim Rabbanon. By Goyra, the meat, the kiss of the Safsal, you're talking about Charitz, you're talking about Choresh, Charisha, or Bona. The Malacha is a Malacha deraisa. You're doing it Kalachayad. It happens to be the Rabbanon because you're doing it, even if you're miskavin to make the Charitz. It says Bavat Shalei is Kavan. Reb Shimon holds Dov Sheni Miskaven in the Mut Bavat Shalei is Kavan. If you Miskaven last Charitz, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's also. But the worst it can be is going to be an Issa Derabanan because it's Kalachayat. So apparently Rashi holds we are violating a real Malacha Deraisa. The only thing is that you lowered it to the level of the Rabbanan because it's Kalachayat. So then you still have a Machlekes Abiyud Reb Shimon. But in the Mishnah and Yume, where the whole Malacha that you're discussing is a Malacha that's in Gansan and invention with the Rabbanan. Mitzarif, alo mitzarifu, what did they took? Ashoshia shal barzel, that were burning on coals from before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol is an old man, and he's weak, and he's shvach, and we're afraid he's going to get pneumonia, so we have to warm up the water. You're not allowed to cook the water as bishul, but you want to take out the chill to make it poishrim, to have shero lozel bishula, to make the water a little lukewarm, is not an isa bishul. So how are we going to do that? So we're going to take these ashoshia shal barzel that are on coals, the whole night and the whole morning of Yom Kippur, going to throw them into the mikveh to warm up the water. So the Gemara raises an issue, the halo mitzarefu. When you take metal that's burning hot and you throw it into ice cold water, so this causes a change to occur in the metal. So Rashi holds the whole malacha of mitzarefu is in Ganson an invention mid the Rabbanon. The whole malacha of mitzarefu is mid the Rabbanon. It's not that in this case it happens to be lower to the level of the Rabbanon because of some mitigating considerations, kalachayad or something like that, eitzvich l'gufa. No. The whole malacha is only with the Rabbanon. So Rashi holds that the whole malacha is only with the Rabbanon. So then, even Reb Yudah holds Dov Sheni Miskaven is also wouldn't apply. Reb Yudah Shita Dov Sheni Miskaven is also itself is only with the Rabbanon. And he's not going to either that, or even if you hold that Dov Sheni Miskaven is Menatar, it's because Seika Deraisa Lechumre. But on an Isar of Mitzarif, or the whole Isar of Mitzarif is only with the Rabbanon. The whole malacha to begin with is only with the Rabbanon. So Rashi holds in such a case, he can't say Dov Sheni Miskaven is also. So Rashi Lishitas cannot learn this Gemara like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learns here, the fellow is being soch, Rabbeinu Tam learns the Mishnah. The fellow is being soch shemen verid on his makkah, the shame tainu. And it may or may not cause a refuah. And he has aches and pains. It may or may not relieve his pain. So if he smears it on in order to relieve the pain, then even Rab Shimon doesn't hold from this. Rab Shimon also agrees that it's refuah. But he's not really interested in relieving the pain. His interest is to latinuk. He wants to shmir on oil, not l'shem refuah. So it's a dovish, ain't a miskaven, a man may not relieve the pain. So that's the Tanakama is l'shitosai, Reb Shimon is l'shitosai. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned. He said that's how the Gemara seems to learn the machlekes satanam. So Rashi, l'shitosai cannot learn like the Rabbeinu Tam, because the whole prohibition of refuah is in Gansan an invention with the Rabbanan. So you can't, according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and Yume, Rabbi Yehuda never said Dov Sheni Miskaven is also if the whole Issa is only with the Rabban. Just like by Mitzarif, you don't, Rabbi Yehuda Shita doesn't apply. So by Rafu also Rabbi Yehuda Shita wouldn't apply. So Rashi cannot learn like the Rabbi Natan. So Rashi had to learn this funny pshat. That is the Rashi's pshat. Seems to be the simple reading of the Gemara. Rashi always gives the Pasha Pshat. So Rashi says the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara thought if you paskin like Reb Shimon by one of the four machlekes, and then you got to paskin all the way like Reb Shimon. So that's what Tosfos says. How can it be? We know that Rav doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. We know in Daf Yutens he holds the Feres like Reb Yudah. By Mukta doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. We know all the Amarim paskin some dinim like Reb Yudah, some dinim like Reb Shimon in the Siddur. So Rashi is. It's still difficult. Rashi said, but we see why Rashi couldn't have learned like the Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara in Yuma. But the Rabbeinu Tam is also strange. What do you mean the Rabbeinu Tam learns that the case in the Mishnah is that it's a dovish enim is coming? The shmirin shemen verid le tainuk. And the Tanakhama says that it's aser because dovish enim is coming is aser. What do you mean? Why is it a dovish enim is coming? Because the maya may not bring about the refuah. Maya may not bring about a refuah. That's not the way it says in Tosfos. Tanakam also le'afilu le'tayin mishum de'zimnin le'refua ka'ovid. Zimnin le'refua ka'ovid. The simple translation means sometimes people shmir the shemen l'shem refua. So therefore, no, he should have said it's a dovah shenim is kamen as opposed to psikreshi, because we're not sure that it's going to bring about a refua. It's if it were a vadois that is going to bring about a refua, then it would be a psikreshi. Would have been also because it's a possibility. Maybe yes, maybe no. They should have said Zimnin de Merape, not sometimes people shmir it Lirafur. So the way the Tosfos appears by us, we have to check in the other Tosfos Yarosh and the Morcha, the other Rishonim, how they quote this Rabbi Natan. The way it says by us, that is Megumgum.
Well, this is exactly what's going on, what they said in Brachot by Aniron, that if you're going to drink the Aniron, it's for a fuller, whether you're going to swish it around. Right, then it's not okay, that's going to be a fool, but it's something normal, it's something also, so this is all the same, so that would seem to be as far off the way the Tom, what he's doing is normally for the homemade, or having a shot of scotch. Right, to heal the toothache. People drink scotch and drink scotch. And it's gonna heal his toothache. But that seems to be the exact same svara, and it's coming from that you would say that there would be a connection between the ratio here and the homage filling the toothache and here in the Seifa, and the Rebbeinu Tam works very well because it makes a connection between the ratio and Seifa Mishnah.
No, come on, the ratio says Metabohu Kedarka Nisrap and Nisrap. Why is Metabo Kedarka Mutter? Because it's not nicker that it's l'shem refuah, like taking scotch, you say. You know, some people drink scotch when they're not sick. So just because you have the toothache, that's not called...
The same thing as doing sifah. If people are going to do sifah,
right, but the Rabbeinu Tam learns that both Reb Shimon and his Tanakhama, both Reb Shimon and his Bar Pluk, they both agree that Shemin Vered for a layman who's not a B'nai Malachim, if you use Shemin Vered, L'Shem Refuah Zicharasa, because it's called Refuah Hanikeres. He says they both agree to that. So what are they fighting about? No, the fellow's using the Shemin Vered L'Shem Tainuk. And he happens to have a Mechash B'Yalma, and it may or may not accomplish a Refuah.
But doing Sifa as a normal thing, okay, you're going to say, Shemin Vered versus any other type of Shemin, but the action itself of doing Sifa is something that's normally done for Tanu.
Right, so Shemin, regular Shemin, everybody agrees is permissible, even though it's going to accomplish Refuah. The Shemin Vered, he says, it's an expensive bottle of Shemin Vered, so that's Refuah Hanikeres. So we usually learn that's exactly the Machlokes of Shemin and Tanakhama. Shemin holds, for some reason or another, this is not called Nikeres. Kosol b'nei melacha means it's not called refuah hanikeres. Rabbeinu Tam points out that in this Gemara, in the bottom of Amud Aleph, they seem to have understood the machlokes Tanakham Reb Shimon differently.
Right. No, yeah.
So what has it got to do with Dov Sheinim is Kavim? So he says he's really shmiring Shem and Vered. If he shmir Shem and Vered l'shem refuah, Reb Shimon would also agree that it's not allowed. He's not doing l'shem refuah, he's doing it l'shem tainuk, but he knows that it may or may not accomplish refuah. if he would have shmirit l'shem refuah zicharasa. But he shmirit l'shem time of knowing that a man may not result in refuah, so that's the old machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim of Dovashein and Miskal. So the Loshon of Tesis doesn't read straight. He should have said, Tanakama also le'afilu le'tainuk, Bishum, not the zimnin de le'refuah kovit. Sometimes people intend they shmir oil shemin verit l'shem refuah. No, that's not why it's also. Because there is a possibility, maybe it will be merape. That's what the Loshon means. Zimnin de merape. If it's a vados that it's merape, then it's a psikreshis. A vaita has nothing to do with Dovashein and Miskal. The Loshon HaTesis is Magum. You have to check on the Sefer Yosha. How does it say that? You have to touch up the Loshon HaTesis a little bit. So Rabbi Natam learns that that's what the Gemara understood was the Machlekes of Shimon of Tanakam. So in this, the Gemara asked the Akasha, how can it be? You're telling me that Rab is paskening like Rab Shimon. In other words, that Rab paskens that Dovashein is Kavin is Mutter. So the Gemara, it's not true. Rab said, Hai Misachraya din is Isa. Either two gears with a chop or with a base, it says on the side. You look in the Oruch has a dictionary alphabetically. Actually, he has the version is Misuv Raya. And the Rabbi Nechananel, most of the time, has the same gears as the Oruch. Rabbi Nechananel on the base also says that the word is Misuv Raya. Same thing, doesn't make a difference. Misachraya, it doesn't make a difference. So if you have a Naziyaisa, what's a Naziyaisa? Is a barrel of wine or a barrel of beer, and you have the shmata that's stuck in the spout of the barrel of beer. So Rav says the halacha is also l'haduka b'yoy matova. Not only is it forbidden on Shabbos, it's forbidden on Yom Tov also. He's doing a davar amuta, namely blocking up the faucet on the barrel, spigot, whatever you call it, on the barrel. And this may or may not result in schita. May or may not squeeze out some of the beer, some of the wine that's absorbed in the shmata that he's plugging up the faucet with. So don't you see that Rab says that Dovashein Miskaven is also. So how can Rab pass from like Reb Shimon over here? If Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is saying Dovashein Miskaven is mutter. That's the Gemara's Kashya. Gemara says no. Rab passes like the Mishnah, Reb Shimon, Dovashein Miskaven is mutter. I watched with the Misachrayim in his eyes, and no, by the Reb Shimon, the Psikration of Elayom. That case happens to be a Psikration. And in our Mishnah, it's not a Psikration. Wild pshat in the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it's not a Psikration. The guy shmiring the Shem Tainik Be'alma. That's not what it sounds like. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam is forced into it because it is Gemara. Because otherwise, you don't understand what did the Gemara make a hashvah, a comparison between one sheet of Reb Shimon and the other. So that's what the Gemara answers. In the case of Sechrai Din Azaisa, it's also Laduki, even Reb Shimon agrees, because it's a Psik Reshe, and it's called the Dova HaMaskavin Mamash. So here the Tesis discusses, this long Tesis on the bottom, Sechrai Din Azaisa, what is the prohibition? If a person takes a piece of cloth that has wine or beer absorbed and he squeezes out the wine or the beer, what exactly is the prohibition? And the Gemara, you see that if it's a psikreshe, it's awesome. Everybody agrees that it's awesome. So what's the issa? So Tosfos writes that they're not sure. Three lines from the top of Amud Beis. Akuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, three lines. Avam Mikol Makom, but this is clear. We'll go through the beginning of the Tosfos later. First we'll learn this. Mikol Makom Asa L'Ischa, to squeeze out the wine or the beer that's absorbed in the cloth, that's in the spigot, in the barrel, everyone agrees it's also. If it's a psikreshe, it's also. Why? So Tosfos has two pshatim. Either because the chisok etle mislabin habeget tas, havi mechabes, malabin. Malabin is one of them. Tosfos also megumkum here. They say he's malabin the cloth, and therefore it's a malach al mechabes. The malach is malabin, the malach is not mechabes. In the Mishnah it's called malabin, no? So what do they have to say? Since he's malabin, therefore we label it as mechabes. It's havi malabin, not havi mechabes.
No color. Huh? This is without a color.
What do you mean without a color?
Otherwise, the labing is making it dirty. If it's red wine,
would that depend on what kind of it? It means if there's dirt in the garment, according to the first part, if the garment is dirty and you soak it in any liquid, even a wine, so that will get the stain out. There's some kind of dirt in it. It may cause a new stain. It's going to make it reddish. Okay. But if at least it gets out the dirt, that's some other kind of dirt in the shmata. So it's getting out the other dirt. That's the first suggestion that Tosfos gives. That it is a malacha malabin. You shouldn't think that malabin only applies if you're using water to wash out dirty clothing. Even if you're using some other liquid to wash out the dirt in the clothing, it's also malacha malabin. Oh, or they're not so convinced. maybe it's not malami. The Gemara says that if it's a psik reisha, it's a malacha. What malacha is it? So, and the Mishnah 9 Gimel gives you the list of the malacha. So the first shot in Tais is that it's malabi. The second shot in Tais says, oh, mishum mefarik. Or it's a malacha mefarik, which is a told of dosh. Kimostoch is eis mandofen kabin perk mefanim. What is the same perk mefanim? Im hoisa tzvicha shemen. What's that all about? On Kuf Lamin, on Bet Aleph is the beginning of Perek Rab Lezer de Mila. All the dinim of Bris Mila on Shabbos. So the daf before Kuf Chav Ches on the base and Kuf Chav Tes have all the dinim of a Yoledes. A woman that gives birth to a baby, what are you allowed to do in advance of her giving birth? What are you permitted to do after she gave birth? What about eating on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? So the Gemara has all the dinim there, Kuf Chav Ches and Kuf Chav Tes. It says if they're about to deliver the baby, and or they already delivered the baby, and the doctor needs, or the midwife, whoever's delivering the baby, feels that the woman is in a suffix sakana, the yoledes, and she needs some shemen to smear on parts of her body, so carry a bottle of shemen, and they don't have any shemen in that hospital where they're delivering the baby, some hospital, yeah, they don't have any shemen. So you carry a bottle of shemen from another place. So carry lehed your bottle of shemen. If you have no brary, carry a shemen. If you can be memayit in the yisr and carry it kalachayad, so that's better. So how can you memayit in the yisr, carry the shemen? So you do it in a very sanitary fashion. Another woman has long hair, so she should take a bottle of shemen, squeeze the shemen in the hair, and rub it in well, and then she should walk in the street and carry the shemen kalachayad. The shemen really doesn't blend in to become part of her hair, because you're going to squeeze it out later on. If a person shmears shemen in their hair because that's the way they want, so that's like begodim, that's like tachshitim and begodim, so it's part of the body. But she's only putting the shemen in her hair in order to carry it kalachayad, that she won't have to carry the bottle in her hand or in a pocket. So it says, imhoisit shvichat shemen, if the oledis needs shemen, zachavato mevi'alo b'sayro. You should shmear the shemen in her hair, and then when the woman with the long hair comes to the place where the oledis is, going to squeeze out all the hair. But when she's going to squeeze out the shemen from the hair, isn't that a violation of a malacha deraisa? So if you're going to do a malacha of schita anyway, so what did you accomplish by carrying kalacha yad? You didn't lower it down to the level of shinui. If you're going to squeeze it out, that's going to be kedarka. Everything gemara ain't schita b'seir. That's what the gemara answers on that daf on kuf chav ches and beis. And on that gemara, there's the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam that we spoke about more than once. Machlekes harishonim, where ain't chita b'seir means that it's mutter menater, but it's also midrabanan, or means that it's even mutter midrabanan. There isn't even an isa midrabanan. In Shulchan Aruch, they accept the opinion that it's also that that person has a person just took a shower on erev Shabbos, and then he's mekabel Shabbos, so he's not allowed to squeeze out his hair on Shabbos. We assume that that is chita midrabanan. Ain't chita b'seir means that there's no malacha deraisa, but there is a malacha midrabanan. So what do you gain? Rather than carry the bottle in the Rishus HaRabim, that would be a malacha deraisa of Hoytzoah. So you're only doing Hoytzoah kalachayad. It is Hoytzoah when she puts the shemen in her hair. It's Hoytzoah kalachayad, and then that's one Isa Dirabbanan. And then there's another Isa Dirabbanan of Schita B'Seir. It's preferable to violate two Isurim Dirabbanan on behalf of the Choyle rather than to violate an Isa Dirabbanan. Stop. What does the Mishnah require that you should do al yidei shinu? You mean any time you have a chayla mesukon and you have a heter to be mechal Shabbos on behalf of the chayla mesukon, whenever it's possible to do al yidei shinu, you should do so. So that's a famous machlekes harishonim. The Magen Mishnah points that. That's a machlekes harishonim. Some harishonim hold that because nefesh on Shabbos is hutra, so you don't have to try to lower the level of the yisr. Hutra, the Gemara says in Yuma, Davav and Beis, the Gemara has a machlekes samaroim, then it turns out to be a machlekes satanoim. Whether Tumo, if you bring a korban, shezmano kavua, so Tumo is Hutra b'tzibur, so is that Hutra b'tzibur or Dechuya b'tzibur? What's the difference, what do you call it, Hutra Dechuya? Hutra means that it's, Dechuya means it's muta with a krecht, Hutra means it's muta without a krecht. What's the difference, whether you have a krecht or you don't have a krecht? Hutra, Rashi says, means it's muta b'shofi. And Tchuya means, under the circumstances, you have no brere, you have to be matir. But what's the difference in Allah HaLamayis, whether it's Hutra or Tchuya? The Gemara says in Yuma, Davav, Gemara's not talking about Tchuk Nefesh there. The Gemara's talking about Korban, Shazman, Kavuz, Dechatuma. So what's the difference with the Hutra or Tchuya? The Gemara says, Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you have to try to avoid the violation of the Isser of bringing the Karbanis in the state of Tuma. Let's say you can get a coin from a different base of. You can get a coin from tomorrow, from yesterday's coin. Really, more correct is the coin from today's base of are supposed to be makor kabbalah. It's not from yesterday's base of, not from tomorrow's. But what if you can have a korban to be brought today in all of today's kohanim atameh, but you can get a kohen who is serving yesterday or tomorrow, the same mishma but a different beisav, you have to try to avoid violating the iser of hakrovas karbonas bituma, or do you not even have to try to avoid it? If you hold hutras hetagom, you don't even have to try to avoid it. Hutras hetagom, and if you hold the chuya, the Gemara says you have to try to avoid it. So there, the context that the Gemara happens to be about karbonis, karbon tziba that is decha tuma. Karbon shezman kavua, you can bring the tuma. So the Gemara says that's a machlekes amarayim, and it turns out to be a machlekes satanayim, whether tuma hutra betchish betzibur or dchuya betzibur, and the nafkamina is whether efshe lekanshne. So the Rashba, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, understood that the same machlekes in the Gemara that applies with respect to whether karbon tzibur is doiche tuma or the whole iser is hutra, is it hutra tchuya? It's the exact same amarayim would have the exact same machlokes regarding pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, but if pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra tchuya, ma'ish mitaytzel hasina, just because they have a machlokes whether korban sibur is doiche tuma or hutar, so therefore the same amarayim would have the same machlokes regarding pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. That's the case of Mishnah on the side of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam begins Perek Sheni in Hilchos Shabbos with the word Dechuya. He writes, the first word in the Perek is always printed in big letters. So he writes in big letters, Dechuya hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashis, kishar kol ha-mitzvah. Just like in Kol ha-Torakula, we say, Pikuach nefesh is Decha Kol ha-Torakula, so Shabbos is the same. Dechuya hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis. So the word dechuya sounds like it's dechuya as opposed to hutra. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands. He says dechuya means dechuya as opposed to hutra. How does he know that it's dechuya? Maybe it's hutra. The Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who says that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, Shabbos is hutra. It's not dechuya. You only have to try to avoid it. How did the Rambam know that it's dechuya? So the Kesef Mishnah, and that Rambam, Perek Beis, Halach Aleph, and Hilchos Shabbos, Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rosh Bo, who writes that it's the exact same machlokes in Maseches Yuma on Davov. And since we paskin over there that korban sibur is kor betume, is not hutra, it's a geder adin of the chuya, so that's how the Rambam knew that this is the chuya as well. Very strange. What has one got to do with the other? Maybe one case is the chuya, the other case is hutra. Why does the Rashba assume that everything falls under the same category? There's such a third Rambam also in Hilchos Tumas Koyhanim. When the Rambam speaks about the coin being matami to the Zayin Krevim, so the Rambam, and that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos Daf Chof, whether Kohanim who have the permissibility to be matami to the Zayin Krevim, it says in the Chumash, Nevesh leitama biyamam kim l'sheir akor veilov lachoso lo yitama. It's a mitzvah to be matami. So the heter of the coin in the mitzvah, he's permitted to be matami, and he's obligated to be matami to the seven relatives. They say that that mitzvah is doiche the Isser of Tumas Kohen, but they say no, that B'mokam Zayin Kroivim, it's Hutra. The whole Isser doesn't apply whatsoever. What's an Afkamina? I'm not sure. So that's a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. So it comes out an Afkamina and understanding the Sugya in Brachos on Daf Chof. So that's a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that that's the Chuya. And Tosfos says, what do you mean? That's Hutra. Why should that be the Chuya? That's Hutra. So the Rambam seems to write Dechuya. The Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, when he quotes the dinim that a kohen is not permitted to be mitame, the Rambam quotes the dinim in two places about the Isuri Tumah. He has in Hilchos Naziris and he has in Hilchos Ovel. Hilchos Naziris, he quotes all the dinim that a Nazir is not allowed to be mitame. To Mesim, even to the Zayin Krevim. The Nazir has a din like a kohen gadol. And then in Hilchos Ovel, he quotes that a Mesim is mitame and Kohanim are forbidden to be mitame. So there are sections in Hilchos Naziris that relate to the Kohanim as well. There are parts that apply in both cases. So the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, when he quotes the Din, sounds explicitly like he says that the heter for the Kohanim to be mitami to the seven relatives is Davke Dechuya, not Hutra. Sounds as if the Rambam holds that all three, based on the Gemara in the Yuma Davov, the original Gemara, that Korban Sibur is Deche Tumah, it's dechuya, not hutra. So therefore, this led the Rambam to understand that whenever there's a clash between two dinim, it's always dechuya, it's not hutra. Why should that necessarily be the case? Let's say esed dechaloi says. Esed dechaloi says, the Gemara says it's dechuya. Despite the fact that there's a machloikis amaroim and a machloikis atanam with the tumas hutra betzibur, or dechuya betzibur. So how could there be a machloikis with the tumas hutra dechuya? If everybody agrees that whenever there's a conflict between an esed and a loi says, you don't say hutra, you say dechuya. The Gemara says dechuya. Unless you say dechuya is only midirabbanan, min atarah esed dechaloi says is really hutra. There are some achronim who say like that. The Galatian achronim say like that. That esed dechaloi says, it could be that min atarah it's really hutra. And even after the Kaim's name, it's also mutter to violate the Aver in line in order to perform the mitzvah. And the halacha that Reish Lakish says, Kamakim Shatamot Esev Eloi Sesei, Imat Yachal Kaim's name mutter, in love, Yav Esev Edev Yitcha Eloi Sesei, they only say Esev Dach Eloi Sesei when it's after the Kaim's name, because it's the Chuya. So the Galatian Achrenim want to say that that's only a Chumra Midirabban. And I tell it's really Hutra. I thought that was a Peladic idea. The Stipler writes, he thinks they're right. I thought that's a Pella on top of a Pella. Why should he think that they're right? I would never dream of that in a million years. They say that Reish Lakish is did in the Gemara. Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. So you don't say, Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. It's only with the Rabbanan, Barisha. Anyway, that's what the Rashba says over here. The Rashba says, since we paskin in the Gemara, that the Karbonus, Tzibur, Adoiche, Tumah is only Dechuya, not Hutra, so that sets the tone for the Rambam to paskin over here that the Koach Nevesh on Shabbos is only Dechuya, not Hutra. And that's how the Rambam also knew that Tumas Kohanim, the Makam Zayin Krovim, is only Dechuya, not Hutra. Very Peladic. Mayin Shmit Eitzel Hasina. Why should there be a connection? This Rambam also questionable because the Rambam writes Dechuya, he Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefesh, it's in big letters, Dechuya. So the Netziv writes he's not so convinced that it means Dechuya. The Rambam is not he's not out over here to say Duchuya as opposed to Utra. He just says that it's Mutter. He doesn't think the Netziv thinks that this Rambam doesn't mean anything. The other Rambam also questionable, the one in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim and Hilchas Ovel. There it sounds like he says explicitly that it's Duchuya not Utra, that the fact that the Kohen is Natamit to design Kraven and that Machlek is Rashi and Tesis and Brachas Dafkov. So the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel sounds like he's writing explicitly that it's Duchuya not Utra. And some, I think the Netziv understood that the Rambam didn't mean it over there either. He said the Rambam didn't mean it over there. That's much more explicit than here. Here it's not so explicit. Anyway, so here is a shaila. If you would hold that because Nevesh on Shabbos is only Dechuya, not Hutra, so then I understand the Gemara on Kuf Chav Ches and Bey. So the Gemara asks, why don't you just carry the bottle of oil? Why do you tell the woman to smear it in her hair? So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom of the daf. I'm kuf chav chesem beis kamadef shel shinuye mishaninon. If whatever it's possible to do ayidei shinuy, so you should do ayidei shinuy. So rather than carry the bottle of oil directly in the rishus harabim, so have someone put the oil in the hair and squeeze it out when you get to the other place. Lower the level of the isur to a level of the rabbanon. So that's a shaila. Does this Gemara apply kamadef shel shinuye mishaninon? Whenever you can do ayidei shinuy, to lower the level of the severity of the issa to an issa de rabbanon, you should lower it. Does that only apply to yoledes, or does that apply to every choyla, even every choyla sheyesh b'sakonim? So that's what the Magen Mishnah points out. That's a machlokes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that if it would be a real suffix sakonim, a real 50-50 suffix sakonim, or more than 50-50 suffix sakonim, then it would be hutra, and then you wouldn't even have to try to be efshel l'shnei mishanim. You wouldn't even attempt to be Mishana. The reason why the Mishnah recommends over here, you get someone else, a Braisa, the Gemara is not a Mishnah, the Braisa recommends that the other, Tana Rabbanan, that the other woman should carry the bottle of oil in her hair, smear it in and squeeze it out and so on, is because by your ledes, it's much less than a 50-50 suffix sakana. Most of the women don't die at childbirth, today for sure not, and even Mizman HaTanaim, it wasn't that much of a suffix sakana. You have a baby in shot. Yeah, baby, it's not that much of a suffix sakon. But sof kol sof, the Gemara says lehocha b'pikuach nefasha sachar haroi. Even though the likelihood is that there is no suffix sakon, you're still permitted and obligated to make sure that no one loses their life. So when the rove is that there's no suffix sakon, there's only a miut that you're concerned about because people are nervous. So that's only dechuya. That's not hutra. So that's when the Gemara says kamadav shelishnei mishanim. And then the Magen Mishnah says, but the Rada Rishonim don't distinguish between the Oledes and the other Chayla Mistukan, and they hold any case of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is only Doicha Shabbos. It's not that Shabbos is Utra. So you always have to be Mishana. Whenever it's possible to be Mishana, you have to be Mishana. Whenever it's possible to lower the level of the Yisr, to make it into an Yisr Derabanan, so you have to do so. So Nachum also, what is the Taisus by us quoting that for? On Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Our Taisus Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis quotes that Gemara Kuf Chav Ches. The Gemara thought on Kuf Chav Ches on the Beis that there was what do you gain? Instead of carrying the bottle of oil in your hand or in your pocket, so you put it in your hair, so that's Kalach HaYad. Carrying the oil in your hair is Kalach HaYad, but then you're going to have to get the oil out of your hair. So you're going to squeeze it out. So when you squeeze it out, isn't that a Malacha Deraisa? Mar says, no, ain't Schita B'Seir. Either it means it's Het HaGomer, or at least that there's no Malacha Deraisa. It's only an Issa D'Rabbana. Machleg is Rashi and the Rama. So when the Gemara thought originally that it's a Malacha Deraisa, before they realized that ain't Schita B'Seir, so what Malacha Deraisa is it? So Taisa says it must be that they thought that it's a malacha of sochek. What are you going to say? It's malabin on your hair. Why is that? A person is not allowed to take a shower on Shabbos because it's malabin. No, you're not allowed to take a shower on Shabbos. It's a different problem. Not because of the gzeres merchatzoyes, they made gzeres rabbanim, gzeres habalonim. But there's no malacha deraisa and washing off when the body is dirty, when dishes are dirty, when glasses are dirty. It's not malabim. So when the body is dirty, that's not malabim. So what did the Gemara consider? When the Gemara parich vasa v'day schito, and the Gemara answers ain't schito b'seir, it's not a nisa deraisa, maybe not even a nisa derabanan. So the Gemara must have been considering that it's a nisa rav disha sochi tol d'radosh. So that's Taisa's second shot. That you see that there's Sechet Tol D'Radosh even on Shemen. You shouldn't think that it's only on Mayim. If you're talking about an Iser of Malabin, so one can argue the point and say that maybe Malabin only applies if you're cleaning the garment. Maybe it's only Malabin if you're using water. If you're using other mashke, maybe it's not Malabin. You're getting out the dirt. Let's say you have a dirty diaper and you soak it in wine or you soak it in oil. You're getting out the dirty diaper, but now you're making the garment dirty because of the oil. It's going to be dirty because of the wine. So it might be staining the garment, you're making it dirty. So that was the first day in Taisus was that Sof Kol Sof, since you're getting the dirt out of the garment, so that's Malabin, even though you're making it dirty now, Mechorosh, is when getting your old dirt out. And Taisus in the second suggestion said, no, maybe it's not so much an Issa Malabin, but it's rather Omishu Mefarik. Maybe it's the Issa of Mefarik which is told to the Dosh. So they just quote this Gemara Kuf Chav Ches as an indication that it says Beferish that Tzchita, if you would be Sechet at Beged, that Tzchita would be Osir, even though it's not water, even though it's only Shemen. And there the Yisr can't be Malabit, because you're cleaning the body, that's not Malabit. Obviously it's an Yisr of Tzchita, told to the Dosh. And Mark Emma, it ain't Tzchita Beseir. It's not an Yisr Derais, it's only the Rabbana. But there is an Yisr Derabbana.
This thing that in Schita would be the like karka, is that what comes out or in the chetzu just squeezing?
In Disha would be the karka.
Is that what comes out, the shemen, or if I squeeze a beged, the beged is not gidule karka?
If the beged is not gidule karka, but what you're squeezing out is, yes. Is gidule karka. I remember, I'm sure the Egle Tal talks about it. For sure. We're going to have to. Taisus is going to bring up part of it from the Gemara later, no? About the Kvoshe Mishlokas, water is not Gedula Karka, so the Gemara has a Machloikas later on the Kuf Mems, no? Kuf Mem Aleph, where is it? The Kuf Mem Hey. So the Gemara has a machlokes if you take pickles that are soaking in a jar. So if you squeeze it out, legufon, so we paskin muta. Legufon is muta. Let's say the pickles are too soggy. I want to eat the pickles. It's too soggy, I squeeze out the pickle juice, and now the pickle tastes better. So sochet, kvoshim, legufon is muta. What about lemeimeim? What if I squeeze out the juice? Because I want to drink the juice. So that's not the mitzvah. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes Amoraim, whether that's chayev or potev. Is that an issa deraisa or is it an issa derabbanan? Why should it only be an issa derabbanan? Why shouldn't it be sechet told to the dosh? So Tosfos has a machlokes with Rashi there. So he could have said that the water is not gedule karka. The water that you're squeezing out is not gedule karka. The vegetables are gedule karka. The pickles are gedule karka, but the water is not. So that's not the reason that they give. So apparently they feel that as long as the thing that you're squeezing out from is a gedule karka, even though the water that's coming out is not gedule karka, it's also called schita. It's also called the disha gedule karka. So what's the reason why there is an opinion in the Gemara? Half of the Amoraim hold that if you sochet l'mei mayhem, it's only potter abalos, it's only an issa derabbanan, it's not an issa derais. Rabbi Yochanan holds chayv chatas, if you squeeze out l'mei mayhem. And the other Amoraim, Shmuel holds that it's only asam derabbanan. The Rashi says, Tosfos quotes, Dima maschal kvoshim, on kuf mem heim and al. The Tosfos quotes, Ulapir shakun spir shum dosi amashka meyalma. Rashi says, the only time it's disha deraisa is if the disha is when you have ochel and psovus together, or you have ochel and mashke together, or you have not ochel and mashke, let's say you're squeezing out a shmata. So, in our case, you're squeezing out the shmata. So, it says also it's a malach of disha. So, what are you? You're detaching two things that are connected. Either ochel and psovus are connected, ochel and mashke is connected, or mashke and something that is absorbed in. Somehow they're connected. The Rashi learns the reason why the name is Patra Avalos, it's only the Rabban, because it's not naturally connected. It's only artificially, it's only synthetically connected over here. I took a garment and I soak it in water. So according to Rashi, that can only be an Issa de Rabban. Or over here, I took cucumbers and I soaked them in a juice. So that's only artificially, that's only synthetically connected. It's not really connected. So I says the kasha, what do you mean if you squeeze out a shmat, it's only the rabban, wouldn't appear so from the Gemara? That's the kasha. Al pirish al kuntris kasha. Rashi says that the reason why l'mei mayhem is pater avalos, it's not their eyes, because it's not naturally connected. Osi amashke meyalma, it was put in bidei odom, it's not bidei shemaim. So it says kasha the rebbe. Amai gozel adu piudra puma de shisha b'shili toilin. Gemara says you're not allowed to put. You want to put a cloth lid on top of a container that has oil in it, let's say, and you want to have a tight cloth lid on top, that dust shouldn't fall in. Bugs shouldn't come in. Dust, the junk shouldn't fall in. So the Gemara says you shouldn't put it on tightly because you may accidentally squeeze out some of the oil may get absorbed in this cloth lid, and then you may accidentally squeeze out, you may forget, and you may squeeze out some of the oil. So Taisa has the kasha, but if the worst it can possibly be is going to be an Issa de Rabbana because it's not naturally connected, it's only synthetically, you poured in shemen, it didn't grow like that. You have a garment which you use as the lid for the barrel of oil, and then some of the oil gets absorbed in it because the barrel is tilting. So how can they make Xera de Rabbana? My God, Zulah Haduk Yudra Pumadishisha made Xera de Rabbana. Who? Rava made Xera. Somebody made Xera de Rabbana. Where is it? Kuf mem aleph omer aleph. One of the Amoraim made Xera de Rabbanan. The Yomar Rava, yeah, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf mem aleph omer aleph by the tiny letter test. The Yomar Rava, la ledik inish udra bupuma de shisha, dil masa de deschita. It's a Xera de Rabbanan. So Tosfos says, how do you make Xera de Rabbanan if the worst thing that can possibly happen is going to be Schita mid Rabbanan? It's not going to be Schita mid Atar because it's not naturally connected. Unless you say that Rabba holds like Rabbi Yechanan, Tosfos says. Rabbi Yechanan holds that if you squeeze out the pickles, Limei Mehem, Yechayv Chatas. It isn't Issa de Rabbanan. That's what they say. Miu Yeshlam and Hasim Rabba de Kambala Svir like Rabbi Yechanan. Mechayv Chatas. Maybe Rabba holds like Rabbi Yechanan. It's possible. Okay. But that's what prompted Tosfos to give a different pshat. Tosfos didn't like the pshat that Rashi said. Tosfos was unhappy about that pshat. To say that there's a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan Kuf Menem and Aleph, but the Disha only applies when the two things are connected, the Ochel and the Psolos, or the Ochel and the Mashke, or the Mashke and the Shmata, whatever, only if they're connected naturally, not if they're connected artificially. But Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. They think that doesn't make, that's Lamal of Lamor, that's not an issue. However they're connected, even if artificially synthetically connected, is also connected. So what's the reason why Shmuel holds that it's only the Rabbanan? The Tosfos says it's Rav Shmuel Golda Shitosom that they think Vatera Eina Chayv Al Adrich Es Eis Ma Novin. It's a different word. Why? They hold that the only time there's a din of disha is if you're detaching a mashke from an oichel here in this context, a different kind. Separating the original dishas, you're detaching the oichel from the psolis. Or if you're detaching this case, you're squeezing out the juice from the pickles. So the pickle juice is a mashke, and the pickle that remains behind is an oichel, and two are connected. So you're detaching the two. So the Tosfos learns pshat, pickle juice is an oichel. Pickle juice is not a mashke. The only thing that's called a mashke, anything that you squeeze out from fruits or vegetables, mashke mayetim and azesim and anovim, the only ones that are considered a mashke are azesim and anovim. And all other juices that come out are not considered a mashke. The others are not considered a mashke. So here, if you have a pickle and squeezing out the pickle juice, that's like uchla difras. That's like taking a loaf of bread and slicing it in half. So you're going to say that that's disha, that you're detaching this half of the chalif and that half of the chalif. You take a steak on Shabbos and take a fork and a knife and you separate this piece from this piece. You're going to say that that's disha, is detaching this piece of meat from that piece of meat. So he has a cholent potato and he cuts it in half. So you're going to say disha, he separated this half of the potato from the other half. This is a potato, this is a potato. The same thing. Whenever it's uchla different, sechel shenifer mechavero, that that's not a violation of disha. So that's what Tosfos holds, that the squeezing out the pickle juice from the pickle, you're separating, it's like cutting a pickle in half. You're separating a liquid pickle from a solid pickle. It's all the same thing. It's a pickle and a pickle. If one would be a mashke and one would be an oichel, then you say you're separating an oichel from a mashke, that's disha. But if the mashke, mayotzim and azeisim and anovim, they have the status of mashke. And the others not. Shemen and yayin is from the zayin mashke. And pickle juice is not from the zayin mashke. So that's what Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. So that's a machlegis Rashi and Tosfos. Was there ever a sheet in the Gemara that in order to violate disha has to be connected naturally? The Rashi learns that goof is the machlegis Rabbi Shmuel against Rabbi Yechanan. And if you hold that sechet kvashim l'nei mehem is pater avalosar, that's the maskan over here, like Rabbi Shmuel, pater avalosar means the reason why it's only midirabbanan is because it's not naturally connected. And the Tosfos denies it. They say there never was such a sheep that it has to be naturally connected.
Well, wouldn't Tosfos have a problem with the Gemara and the Hook to say that the Gemara says that fruit juice is Zeya Ba'alma, which means it is something different. Here they're saying, no, it's just the same part of the fruit, that it's all one thing. But how can you say that if you're going to say it's Zeya Ba'alma?
Zeya Ba'alma is a din as the Gemara, the context of the Gemara is what? Is about the Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maitzvahs, the Gemara says.
Well, it's what bracha you make on the.
What bracha, yes. So the original machlekes is rooted in the machlekes of Lez and Rabbi Yeshua regarding Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maitzvahs. So the shaila is, when does it have a shame pri? Yeah. What has a shame pri? Only the fruit of the vegetable has a shame pri? Or even the mashke mayotim. So there we pask in the mashke mayotim and azeis man anovim and retain the shame pri. And the mashke from the others don't have a shame pri. So the melech nageh to the bracha as well. What bracha should you say on the mashke mayotim? So on mashke mayotim and azeis man anovim, on wine and on olive oil, the bracha should retain the bracha bar prihoitz. Just like olives are bar prihoitz and grapes are bar prihoitz, and the mashke mayotim should also be. So on wine we don't say bar peretz because we have a bigger and a better and a fancier bracha. We say bar peragof and that's even fancier. But b'riyevet al pi pashtus, Rabbi Kivega points out, b'riyevet if by mistake you say bari prihoetz on wine, from the simple reading of the Mishnah it would appear that you would be yotze b'riyevet. There's a difficult thesis, but thesis writes otherwise. Thesis on Daf Yud Aleph, I think, writes that by mistake if you said bari prihoetz on wine, you would not be yotze b'riyevet. So Rabbi Kivega and the Gilyan Ashat asked, how can it be? Mashma yotze min azeis manavim, retain the shame pri. So it should be, we say, v'arag, we say bar pri agofen. So why can't you say bar pri hoyt? L'chatchili, you don't say bar pri because it has a fancy of bracha bar pri agofen. But if you apply bar pri agofen, you see that it retains the shame pri. So that's, on the novim, it should be like that. And the zeisim, the Gemara Takis says, that if you drink shemen zeis, it will be bar pri hoyt. The only thing is the Gemara says that normally what a guy's going to take a bottle of Shemen Zayis and start drinking it like this. So the Gemara says that's crazy, that's Ozuki Kamazik lay. So therefore either you say no bracha at all because Ozuki Kamazik, or the bracha is knocked down to Shahakol. whenever a person drinks something in a nutty fashion, because it's not healthy, so for sure he doesn't say bari prihoit. He either says shakal, he says no broch at all. That's a machlekes in the Rishon. But the Gemara says sometimes he will say bari prihoit on the shemen zayis. Let's say if he mixed in shemen zayis into a meichel. So usually if you mix in a little shemen zayis into a meichel, you have an ikar and a tuffel, whatever, a kugel, a cholent. So whatever bracha the kugel is, that's the bracha I didn't say. Why should you say bar pihoit? Because you have a little bit of olive oil mixed in, which is less than 50%. Once in a while, the Gemara says, in a rare case, if a person is not healthy and he needs, for health purposes, he has to have more shemen zayis, so even though the shemen zayis is less than 50%, but then it's going to be the ikar, sometimes the ikar is the miut. So it's in the case where the shemen zayis is the ikar, and it's not a case of a zikr shamazik, then the Gemara Taka says, you will say bar prihoit on the shemen zayis, because the mashkim ha-yetzim and ha-zayis manavim retain the shem pri. All the others are called zeya bi'alma. What does it mean? It means it doesn't retain the shem pri. It's not considered a pri. Is it a mashka or an oichol? That's a different question. Sometimes it will be a mashka, sometimes it will be another, but it won't be called a pri. But the Gemara says, when it gets to the original din of hafroshes, trumas, and maisers, is on peiris, on gidulei karka that are peiris. So that's what the Gemara says, that the real hafroshes, trumas, and maisers has to be on peiris, or on mashkim hayetzim and hazeitzim hanovim, they retain the shem pri. But on the other peiris, other than zeitzim hanovim, the Gemara says, if you have the simple reading in the Gemara is that you can't be mafrish trumas, and maisers on the mashkim. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. You can't be.
He'll
say that dosh is only beverage from an oikon, not a liquid beverage. Mm-hmm.
He wants to explain. Shem and Zayis is never a beverage. Why should it be a beverage? Shem and Zayis al-Pidin
is a mashke, though.
It's a mashke, but it's not a beverage.
We say it doesn't have to be a mashke. Let's say you can have oichelim psalus and zolsa. That's the original disha. When you detach oichelim psalus. Whenever you have two things that are connected, according to Rashi, naturally connected, according to Taisa, even unnaturally connected, synthetically connected, and you detach them. If the thing is uchla difference, if this is oichel and this is oichel, then it's like slicing a challah in half. It's uchla difference. So that's what we say. That if you're milking the cow and the milk is mashka, bolot oichel, oichel dummy, so I say the cow is oichel. And the mashka that comes out is on its way to be absorbed in the challah on the bottom, so it's also oichel, so it's uchla difras. That's why we say if it's not a beverage, I give it a shem oichel, so it's uchla difras. That's why it's not the disha. I don't think they have to necessarily have to have a shem mashke. Let's say the pickle juice is probably also not. It's how did Taisus learn on kuf mem ham and aleph? This is on Kvashim. The reason why you put there is Rabbi Shmuel Lishitosam, that they hold that has only Mashke Mayotim and Azeisim Anovim have the shame Mashke, and the others are called Eichel Hesis. That's Uchel Adifras. Is that what it means? It's Uchel Adifras on the others. That's how they read in the Gemara, no? Same thing. Just like a Mashke, Abolat Archechel Kechel Damis, it's Uchel Adifras. So any fruits or vegetables other than zeitzim anavim is all called uchla difras. The halacha that he says that it's zeh b'yalma means that it doesn't retain the shem pri. All right, it doesn't retain the shem pri, but it's still called eichel. Retains the shem eichel, but it doesn't retain the shem pri. And in order to be able to be makris trumas and maisus, it has to retain the shem pri. Once it no longer has the shem pri, it can't be makris trumas and maisus. That's what it looks like. So let's go again. What did Atesis say? Atesis is just proving from a few Gemaras that not only is there an issur to squeeze out water from clothing, if there's water absorbed in clothing, even if you're going to squeeze out wine, or you're going to squeeze out shemen or beer, sechraib in his eyes is beer, shechor. So it's also going to be a malacha. Which malacha is it going to be? So that's what they're not sure. So the first suggestion Taisus makes on the third line from the top of Kufir Alpha and Beis. And the Kamakam also listed because of malabing. It takes out the dirt that was there from before. Ice machdas a new stain. It's making it red from the wine. Or it's going to be oily. That's a new problem. but still, it's taking out some of the other dirt. So that's why it's malabin. And the second day in Taisus says no, that's not called malabin. It's rather mefarik told the dosh. It's a problem of disha. So you say ain disha ele begidule karka. So I think the Egli Tal points out. You see from that Gemara and Kuf Mem Hey Amid Aleph that you don't require that the thing that's coming out should be begidule karka, because the Gemara there is talking about water. Even though it's only kvashim, is the water that's absorbed. But since the fruits are the vegetables, well, gidule karka, so that's enough to consider the case one of disha begidule karka. Otherwise, what's the whole discussion whether it's deraisa or derabban? The same disha of gidule karka, for sure it's only derabban, and water for sure is not gidule karka. So you see, if the thing from which is being squeezed out from is gidule karka, that's enough. What if it would be the reverse? What if you would have, let's say, a synthetic material that's not gidule karka? A lot of times the material is also gidule karka. Pishtim grows on a bush. Zemer grows on an animal, but pishtim grows on a bush. So some materials are gidule karka. So what if it'll be the reverse? If the shmata is gedule karka, if the shmata from which he's squeezing out is a non gedule karka, and the thing that he's squeezing out from it is a gedule karka, would you say that that's enough to be considered this should be gedule karka deraisa? I don't know, but at least in one direction you see from the Gemara. So Tosha says again, it's either malabein or told the Dosh, and it even applies by Shemin, not only by Ma'id, but even by Shemin. So what did they write on Omer Aleph? On Omer Aleph they quoted a whole bunch of Gemaras where the Gemara makes a Gzeira Dirabbanon, a Gzeira Shema Yiskot. So all the cases in the Gemara are only concerned about the Gzeira Shema Yiskot if you're going to be squeezing out water. If you're not going to be squeezing out water, you're going to be squeezing out other mashkim, so the Gemara would not be concerned. That's how Tosis begins. The rabbanon that were afraid shema yiskod is only if water was absorbed, as it says lekamon akuf yud gimel. Hoy mahalach b'shabes, a fellow is strolling on Shabbos, going for a walk. Baba b'ames hamayim, and he bumps into a puddle of dirty water. So the Gemara says linchos. So the Gemara says, what should he do? So he should, in simple pshat, he should jump over the whole. The Gemara says, should he jump over the whole thing? So that's a problem of. The problem is, how does the pasuk say? The karasa l'shabbos anu gadosh yashanu chubod chibarta miasos dirachecho mitzok avitzecho. What does it say? Miasos dirachecho. Dirachecho means to walk. A derech is to walk. Miasos dirachecho shelo yehei hiluchach shal shabbos ki hiluchach shal chol. That's on the bottom of kuf yud gimel amen aleph. In what way should you not walk on Shabbos the same way you walk on the weekdays? The Rashi promises you the Kamon Meforish Lo. The Gemara is going to explain later. What does the Gemara explain on the top of Amud Beis? So the Gemara says, Maihi on the fourth line on the top of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, this then. I'm walking on a highway. There's a big puddle of dirty water there. So if I can stretch my legs in such a way that one leg will be over here on this side and the other leg will be on the other side of the water, is fine. Mutter, yilatu. The Shabbos, what if it's such a wide puddle, I'm going to have to jump over and my both legs are going to be in the air. I won't even have one leg on the ground. So the Gemara says that's a violation of Hiluchach shal chol. Me'asos dirachecho, dirachecho goes on walking, that's not a Shabbos dika walk. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, so what do you suggest instead? You don't want him to jump over the puddle of water, so you have two alternatives. Let him walk through the puddle of water. Walk through the puddle of water. His shoes and socks and pants are going to get all muddy. It's a muddy puddle of water. So that doesn't make. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's what I said. The Gemara says, it's a chashash, he'll squeeze out the water in the pants. That's what the Gemara says. I said he's going to make his clothing dirty. The Gemara says, hechi lever, what do you want him to do? Lever, you want him to walk through the dirty water. Zimnen to be tapson money maya. His clothing will get all dirty. Be tapson money maya, his clothing will get, that's the last narrow line on Kufi Yad Gimel on the base. And it will squeeze it out. One day just day, That's worse. That's not Shabbos Dix. To get your pants all dirty. That's for sure not Shabbos Dix. Isn't it better to jump already over? That's the most conclusion. It's better to keep the left for Shabbos Dix. In this case, when you buy a big mud puddle, so you have no choice. The best choice is to jump over it, and we allow you to jump over it under the circumstances. Normally, jumping on Shabbos is a violation of Shalayehi Luchach Shabbos Ki Luchach Shachol, and here we allow it. So why do we allow it? So I thought because you're going to get your pants dirty. The Gemara doesn't say that. Taisus quotes this line in the Gemara. Vasi l'day shchito. He's going to get his pants all dirty, nimitafsan wet and dirty, and he may squeeze out the pants. So Taisus says, see from the Gemara that to squeeze out the water from the pants, to squeeze out the dirty water from the pants, is awesome. Then the Gemara says, you have another alternative, instead of jumping over, to walk around this gigantic puddle. The Gemara says that's a bigger tircha. The guy's walking on Shabbos. He's telling him walk around the whole puddle. If it's easy for him to jump over, so we allow him to jump on Shabbos. But that's what the Gemara's conclusion is. In this case, under these circumstances, he's in a dilemma. All the three possibilities are not acceptable. To jump is not allowed, and to walk around is a tircha. He doesn't really want to walk around. And to walk into the water to dirty his pants, he doesn't want that either. So under the circumstances, jumping is allowed. Otherwise, jumping will not be allowed. That's the gist of the Gemara. So Tosfos quotes that Gemara to demonstrate that there's a chashash. You're not allowed to walk into water knowing that you're getting your trousers sopping wet because of the gzera that you may squeeze out the water. A guy took a cold shower. To take a hot shower, hot bath on Shabbos is not allowed. That's gzeres habalonim. That's in Perikir. But let's say to take a cold shower. So bizman hazeh, we have a minhag from the Mordechai. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Mordechai that we don't permit people to take even a cold shower. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have such a minhag. There was a machlokes haTanaim. One Tan in Perikir is of the opinion that taking a cold shower is also included in the gzeres habalonim. We don't pass like that. So Medina the Gemara, it's really mutter to bathe in cold water on Shabbos. So then there's a, so what's he, after he bathes, he's going to dry off with a towel. If he dries off with the towel, let's say there's an Erev. Do we permit him to carry this sop, this soggy towel, to carry this sopping wet towel? So there's a machlekes haTanaim. So some of the Tanaim say, in his topic, baluntis, after he dries himself off with the towel, lo yivieno biyodo, he's not allowed to carry it in his hands. We pass him that it is mutter. In the Forish B'Gemara, that Tana holds that you're not allowed to carry the towel, says the reason why Mishim dosu today is chita. We're afraid that he may squeeze out the water. Gemara comes to the conclusion there that you don't make a gzera shem yisrael. But there was a Tana who says that you do make a gzera. And similarly, there is another Gemara, Hani Nashi Dolom Mishanyon. The women who are drawing water on Yonte from a well, and they don't want the water, they don't want any dirt to fall into the bucket of water, so they would cover over the water bucket, they would cover over the bucket of water with a cloth. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, there's a problem. If you're going to cover it with a cloth, the cloth may accidentally fall into the water, get sopping wet. And then the woman may forget that it's jumped and squeeze it out. And that's going to be a malacha. The Gemara says, Nifras Sudra, Pirish Alakad. The Gemara says, the women will put a cloth lid on top of the bucket in which they drew the water from the well. So the Gemara says, there's a problem. Maybe the cloth will get sopping wet. Maybe it'll fall into the bucket of water. And the women, without thinking, will squeeze out the water. So all of these gemaras, you see that there's a hashash shema yisrael. We never find but by wine and oil, you never have exeret shema yisrael. How do you know? Because the gemara discusses when is it mutter the sanen, when is it also the sanen. When is it mutter to use a filter? When is it also? So if the nature of the, if the wine is such or the oil is such that you can use it the way it is, so the psalmist that's floating around is not really labeled as psalmist. Everybody uses it the way it is. But then it's not an iser of sinun of mishamer. There's no malacha of filtering it out. But if the wine or the oil is such that a lot of people will not drink it the way it is, there's a big percentage of the population who wouldn't drink it the way it is. So then if you filter it out, then it's a violation of borer or mishamer, whatever. Some kind of a malocha or another to filter out the water, or filter out the wine, or filter out the oil. So the Gemara discusses that. When is it mutter to filter, and when is it also to filter? Then the Gemara says, and how do you filter it? So they didn't have a filter that we have, a metal filter with like a crisscross like we have. The Gemara used to have Mesanim Sayan in a sutra. They would take a cloth and pour it through the cloth, and the particles, the psolos, would get caught on top of the cloth. It's a spec akasha. How come you're not going to Shem Hashem the Yischot? After he's going to pour the wine and pour the oil through the cloth, why aren't you going to that he may squeeze it out? So you see from the contrast of the various Gemaras, all the other Gemaras are only going that he may squeeze it out. He may squeeze out water from cloth, the mayim. But you never go there, then he may squeeze out. So Tosafot says, yeah, that's true. You don't make any gzera the rabbanu shema yischot. But if you actually squeeze out the oil or the wine, then it will be a malacha deraisa, either malacha A or B. It will be the malacha malabi, or it will be the malacha of disha. It will be some malacha or another. You just don't make gzera the rabbanu. Then Tosafot has a problem. Tosafot has a problem, but if it's water, then you do make Gzeira the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara said, they quoted in Roman Aleph, so they have a kasha later. The Yim Taimar, it says in Yuma, da find Zayin on the base, ha'olach l'hakbo p'nei rabba p'nei yovdu b'p'nei mishigod l'hemenu. You're not allowed, one of the Hamishi Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Rechitza. But we learned yesterday it's only Rechitza Shal Tainik. If it's not Rechitza Shal Tainik, then it's Mutter. So let's say a person wants to go somewhere on Yom Kippur, and in order to arrive at his destination, he has to walk through, he has to roll up his pants, and he has to walk through a little river. So so apparently the Gemara says that that's not a problem of Rechitza. It's not really, it's a secret shape. He's walking through the river. He wants to get to the other destination. That's not called Rechitza Shel Tainik. He's not really interested in washing. It's a secret shape that his feet are getting wet. So he's permitted to go in water, at Savara, the mind. He's allowed to go in water, even though his old Yom Kippur clothing. He's wearing big dayanta. His clothes are all going to get sopping wet. It's permissible. There ain't no choshesh, and there's no chashash. The test is a kasha, a double kasha. First he asks one kasha, then he's going to ask another kasha. So first they ask Akasha, we just said in Amud Aleph that whenever you're going to walk through water, there's a chashash shema yischot. So we don't allow you to walk in water in such a way that your clothing gets sopping wet. So why is it that there in Yuma we do allow? And the same thing in the second parak in Beis Daf Yud Ches, that's the Gemara that we learned yesterday. The Gemara says you're not permitted, the Mishnah says that you're not permitted to be toivel kelim tmeim on Shabbos and Yonta, but on Adam Tamei may be toivel in a mikveh. So the Gemara says kelim tmeim, you're not allowed to be toivel. It's only us if you do it in an outright fashion. He's toivel the tamid dikikel. Let's say a woman has to go to mikveh on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and she wants to wear begadim that are torah. She doesn't have any begadim that are torah. All of begadim are tamid. So let her put on a beged tamid. If you wear tight clothing, it'll be chatzitza, so the tefillah is not oila for the woman. If she wears loose clothing, so it's not a chatzitza. So let the woman wear some loose clothing and be toivel in the mikveh. It's really a harama. That's what the Gemara calls it. It's a harama. She really is being toivel the kelim tmeim. She has that in mind. She's putting on, normally she doesn't put on clothes when she goes into the mikveh. On this occasion, she's putting on clothing before she goes to the mikveh. That's a haram. Maremes, the Gemara says, nido she'en lo begodim. She doesn't have any other begodim that are tohor. And after she's going to be toivel in the mikveh, she wants to wear begodim tohorim. So let her do the following haram. Maremes, v'tavelos. Why do we allow this? Because the Gemara said there, Rava said, the whole reason for the Isser de Rabbanon, it's not an Isser de Rabbanon, it's an Isser de Rabbanon, not to be toivel kelim tmeim on Shabbos Yonta, because it's nirik in Misakin Mon. So it's only if it's nikir, only if it's nirik in Misakin. If she's going to wear begodim when she's toivel, so she's not taking a kli and being toivel it, not taking a beggar being toivel, she's wearing the beggar, so it's not nirik in Misakin Mon. So if you do this at an oifen of haramis, it takes off the whole Isser. Usually a haram doesn't take off the issa, just you fool the other people into thinking that you're not doing an issa. And over here it's better. Here, since she's wearing the begadim when she's being toivel on tefillah sodom tomei is mutar on Shabbos Yontif, that's not nirik in misakin on the begadim. It appears as if the wearing of the begadim is part of the tefillah sodom, which was really mutar. So nido she'en lo begadim tahorim, to wear after she's going to be toivel, let her do a haram. Maremis v'tavelis bi begadeha, let her be toivel wearing the begadim which are not tight. That's a dinner shulchan aruch. You're permitted to be toivel with begadim that are not tight. So frek teis akasha, but we said on Amun Aleph that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not allowed to walk into water with your clothes on because of the gzeira shema yischot. So these two gemaras, the end of Yuma dafayin zaynam and beis, and in the second parak in Beitza, the both gemaras talk about a person getting his clothes all wet, and you're not gozer shema yischot. So Tosfos answers, the Yeshloim of the Mamakim Mitzvah Shaini. Since the Niba wants to be Tovel in the Mikveh, it's a, that's considered a Mitzvah. Even if Yal Tvila Bizman Alav Mitzvah, that's what most of the Rishonim we discussed yesterday, most of the Rishonim Paskin Tvila Bizman Alav Mitzvah, but still in Shulchan Aruch it's assumed that in order to become Tahor Labayla, that's considered a Mitzvah. Because if she won't become Tahor Labayla, we're concerned that they may sin, may violate some of the Dinim of Nida. So it's already considered a Maka Mitzvah to be Tovel in the Mikveh. It may not be the Mitzvah of Tvila Bizman a Mitzvah, but it's another Mitzvah, some Mitzvah or another. So the fellow walking on Yom Kippur, Lahakbo Pnei Rabba Pnei Yovim Pnei Mishigod Hamen, he wants to visit his father, his Kibbutz, wants to visit a big Talmud Chacham to talk and learning or something. So whenever the person is going to Maka Mitzvah, so then you don't introduce a Gzeira de Rabban Hashem Yischal. The Gemara says in Soita that when a person is performing a Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah will protect him that he shouldn't do an Aver. The person learns Torah, so the Limud HaTorah even gives him more protection. The Gemara says it should give him protection, prevent him from sinning, even b'idna d'lo yasik bay. Not only while he's learning, will that prevent him from sinning, even when he's not learning, even later in the day. And a mitzvah doesn't give as much protection as Liman HaTorah, but at least b'idna d'yasik bay. While he's performing the mitzvah, while he's being misasik in the mitzvah, that'll protect him from sinning. So here, the fellow is going l'hakpo p'nei rabbo, l'hakpo p'nei aviv, and the woman is going to the mikveh. So you're not choshesh that while they're performing the mitzvah of tefillah, while they're performing the mitzvah, going to be mekabel pnei aviv or pnei mishigod leimenu, that they're going to sin. We assume that the shekima mitzvah is going to protect them from sin. So for moka mitzvah, we assume that there's no chashash. So that's what Tosfos answers the kasha on the level of the rabbanon. Why don't you make an omenal if they quoted a whole series of gemaras, daf kuf yud gimel kaf kuf mem zayin kuf mem ches. A whole bunch of gemaras that you guys are shema yitzchok, and here they say there are two gemaras in Beit Yitzchok and in Yuma Ein Zayin, where you're not guys are shema yitzchok. So they say you're right, you really should be guys, but maka mitzvah you're not guys. You're not choshish that while he's doing a mitzvah, he's going to fall in and do an aver. But now they ask a new kasha, let it be an isa deraisa. Let it be. Forget about gzera shema yitzchok. There is a gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadik Dalet, which is relevant to Hilchas Shabbos. The Gemara says there in Zvachim a prat, a detail within the din of Malabein, the Malacha Malabein, to wash dirty clothing on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Shabiyasa Zehu Kibusa. Not only if you do the whole process of cleaning the dirty laundry from the beginning to the end, let's say you take the dirty diapers, or you take the dirty clothing, and you have a container full of water, let's say you have the washing machine is all full of water, and you throw in all the clothing, and you push it under the surface of water. You didn't throw in the detergent yet, and you didn't squeeze it out, and you didn't do anything yet. You just put it to soak in the water. So the Gemara says that since the soaking in the water is the beginning of the washing process, Shuvios is El Kibusa, that constitutes a Malacha Deraisa. Why does this Gemara appear in Masechas Zvachim? Why isn't it Masechas Shabbos? What's it doing? Why is the Masechas Shabbos that we're never going to answer? Why is it in Masechas Zvachim? So that we have an answer at least. The name of that perek is Perek Dam Chatos, Tosfos says. So there is, that's based on a pasuk in Chumash, that if you have a korban chatos and accidentally the dam of the korban chatos that you're supposed to be zerek on the mizbeach spritzed on top of someone's beged. So the pasuk says in Chumash that you have to techabez b'makom kodesh. You have to wash out the beged in the makom kodesh. So the Mishnah and the Gemara give all the details of these halachas. Damchata shinitas ala beged, you have to wash out the beged b'makom kodesh. The Gemara speaks about the details of what's the definition of kibbutz by leather begodim. The Gemara says shviyasa, based on psukim mechumish, based on Mishnah is there. The Gemara says on leather clothing, you don't say shviyasa zeh kibbutzah. If I have, let's say, dirty shoes or leather jacket, and it's dirty, and I throw it into the tub of water, so you don't say shviyasa zeh kibbutzah. That's the beginning of the kibbutz process. Only if you Mishapshet, if you rub off the dirt from the leather, then it's kibbutz. There is malabim by leather clothing as well. But on cloth clothing, where the water is going to go through and through, it's porous, and the fact that the water is going to go through and through, this is going to loosen the dirt that's in the beged, so that beginning of the kibbutz process is already a malacha deraisa kibbutz. That's the Gemara Shabbos is el kibbutz. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Why is it? Forget about the Gzera D'Rabban Hashem Yischol. You tell me that you don't make a gzera d'rabbanan b'makom mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is going to be megin that he shouldn't violate any other. It's fine. But forget about a gzera d'rabbanan. Let it be shviyasa zeh kibbutzah. He's going with his trousers, or the nida is going to be tavelas bibigodeha, baremis v'tavelas bibigodeha, and it's not the nirikim misakin over there because of the fact that she's wearing the clothing. So the tosis strikes akasha, but you're taking clothing and you're soaking it in the water. So why don't you say shviyasa zehu kibusa? That's tosis kasha. So the two ways to give the answer. One answer is, let's say a person is walking with his socks. Let's say he's not wearing shoes. He is wearing shoes, whatever, he's wearing shoes. And he's walking with his socks and he's going to walk into a mud puddle. And his trousers are going to get sopping wet also. So that's Shviyos Zeu Kibusai. That's the beginning of the cleaning process. If I would have a dirty diaper and I would soak it in a container of water, that's the beginning of the cleansing process. But if I'm wearing clean clothes and I walk into a mud puddle or I walk into a puddle of water, that makes the clothing dirty. It doesn't make the clothing clean. So the pashtus, you could answer that the only time you apply shviyos zeh kibusay is if the shviyah is the beginning of the cleansing process. But here the shviyah is going to cause the clothing to be more dirty than before, so then it's mutter. That's what Tosis points out later on. They ask Akasha, whenever you wash your hands on Shabbos, everybody washes until it's a dime on Shabbos. They wash your face, and when you wake up in the morning, wash your face, then you dry off in a towel. So Tosis speaks Akasha, how are you allowed to dry your hands off in a towel? Shriyasa zeu kibusoi, so you're cleaning the towel. It should be an isur of malabin on the towel, because a lot of people are going to dry their hands in the towel. It's going to get cleaner and cleaner. So Tosis says, it can't be. Why do we ever have to wash any towels? Why do you have to ever wash any towels? The more people wipe their hands in the towel, the more people take a bath and they dry themselves off in the bath towel. Bath towel keeps on getting cleaner and cleaner. It should be the cleanest thing in the world. And there are tilikloin, people are washing towels in the laundry. So the parrot says, no. When you wash your hands, you dry you off, a little dirt goes into the towel. When you dry your face off, the face is not so clean, a little grease gets absorbed into the towel. And the more people dry their bodies or their faces on the towel, so the more dirt gets into the towel. So it's a derech lichluch. So that's what Taisa says. Umatzari muga b'sefer ha'yosha. Sefer ha'yosha is by the Rabbeinu Tam, written by Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. The quote of it's not exactly verbatim the Rabbeinu Tam. It's written by Talmidim, not always some meduktok. The lo yamrinim shviyas zel kibusa b'davar she'eino kiyum lichluch kigon. Sipug baluntis, when you dry your body off on a big bath towel, or kinuach yadayim b'mapa, when you dry your hands off on a hand towel. Whenever v'hani shalchem imayim imabgadim havadami derech lichluch v'loy derech nikoy. That's the pashat the teretz. That if you get water absorbed into a garment in a fashion that it's making that garment dirtier. Fakir. He has big the yontif. He's walking in the street. His suit on yontif. Now he's going to walk through the puddle. He's going to have to send it to the cleaner after Yom Tov. It's going to get all dirty. How can you say Shviyos Zeu Kibusa if he's making it dirtier than it was before? So that's one teretz. That's what it says, Motzari Muga B'Sefer Yosher, that you don't apply Shviyos Zeu Kibusa whenever you're causing it to be more meluchluch than it was before. And the first teretz that Tosfos gave was a different teretz, the Yeshloimar, right after the parentheses, Daf Tzadik Daf. The first teretz they give is not like that. The Yeshloimar, the Daf Yecha Dika Tipas Dama Tinuf. Aminu Shviyos Zeu Kibusa Debach Amar Perek Dam Chatos. It's a different teretz. That what? If you have some dirt in a beged, and let's say a dirty diaper. So today people throw out the diapers. Years ago they used to use cloth diapers. They used to wash them and reuse them and reuse them. So when you have cloth diapers and the dirt is ingrained, you want to prevent the dirt from getting ingrained, so you throw your cloth diaper in a container of water, so then the shriya is going to get out this stain of dirt. But if you don't have any tipas dam or tinuf in the beged, it's not that it's specifically dirty, then the whole din of shriya says al kibusa doesn't apply. So Tosfos really has two deis over here. Why is there no Issa Deraisa in these two Gemaras? And Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin and the Beis Daf Yud Ches, is the Feirish that there's no Issa Deraisa, there isn't even a Chashash Derabbana Shema Yitzchak. The Chashash Derabbana, because B'makom Mitzvah Lo Gazur, because the Mitzvah is going to be Megan that he shouldn't sin. But why isn't there an Issa Deraisa of Shiras Adel Kibusa? So the Teretz that he quotes from the Sefer Yoshar, supposedly in the name of Rabbein and Tamiz, whenever it's Derech Lichlich, it's Mutter. Whenever your Shriya is being malachlech the garment more than it was, it used to be clean and now you're making it dirty. So Derech Lichlich, he can't apply Shriya's Vegibusa. The first answer in Tesis was differently, more restrictive. You only apply Shavuos Zer Kibusoi if it's a dirty garment, and by soaking it in water, the water is loosening the dirt. But if there's no dirt on the garment, then you wouldn't apply Shavuos Zer Kibusoi. And according to the second day in Taisus, you would even apply Shavuos Zer Kibusoi in a case where the garment is not dirty, as long as it's not Derech Lichlo. So let's say the following case, that the Feris Yisrael and Mishnah has like this. Let's say you want to give, the baby has such a dirty diaper, you can't just diaper the baby. You have to wash the. You have to give the baby a mini bath. But you don't want. So you have this little plastic bathtub where you're gonna wash your baby. So you got a little warm water, a little cold water. You mix it together, Shane. You make sure you don't violate the bishul on the water. And then you give the baby a bath. But you're afraid the baby is gonna slip in this little bathtub. So you want to put some towels on the bottom. So if you're going to take dirty towels and put them in the clean water before you put the baby in, so you put a dirty towel in, so that's for Yosef El Kibusot. You're going to take a clean towel. You're going to take a clean towel that was just came out of the laundry, and no one used it yet, and we're going to put that, soak that clean towel in the clean water. When the baby's going to get in the bathtub, everything is going to get dirty. Okay, but before the baby goes in, so you're going to put in a clean towel into clean water. Is there a problem of Shireos Zel Kibusa? So the verse is all right, Tamishnai is that the Lechori should depend on these two opinions in Taisvis. According to the second opinion in Taisvis, what they quoted from the Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam, Motzeri Muga B'Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam, that you always apply Shireos Zel Kibusa unless it's Derech Lichluch. So right now there is no Lichluch yet. Later, when I'll put the baby in, everything is going to become a Lichluch. For Kolzman, I didn't put the baby in. I just have the water and I put in a clean towel. So this Feris Yisrael assumes that then you should say Shavuos Zel Kibusa, even though it's mamish clean. It's straight from the laundry. What do you mean Shavuos Zel Kibusa? That's what he assumes. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it should be awesome. But according to the first day in Taisus, what they said, the Dake Echadik and Tipas Damatino Fama Shavuos Zel Kibusa, here, since the towel is clean, so you don't say Shavuos Zel Kibusa. So then there's no Issa. But according to the second day in Taisus, there should be an Issa, even though it's mamish a clean towel. What Shach to say, Shri Yosef, well, what are you making it cleaner than it was before? It's not getting cleaner than it was before. He thinks that this should depend on the 2 days in Taisus. So he says, L'chum, that you shouldn't do it. Which kli, the towel?
Towel.
That you're not allowed to use a sopping wet garment.
Can't use it.
I don't know. You can't use it in Matthias, you can't use it in Matthias because it's going to be sopping wet. I don't know. What to think about? I don't know. Then Tysus concludes with a paladigma story. The Rebbe was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam must have passed away. And the women were saying over all kinds of things. Rabbeinu Tam said this, Rabbeinu Tam said that. So he said it couldn't be. The Rabbeinu Tam never said that. So what happened over here? The Shomari Mipianoshim, the women, his mother, his sister, whatever. One of the women who took care of the babies claimed that the Rabbeinu Tam said the following. Shehi Rabbeinu Tam litol yodeho. What happened over here? Alatina shelich lech digdim of b'mei raglan. The mother is holding the baby, and the baby has a diaper, and the dirty diaper went through the baby's diaper, went on the mother's dress. So the mother has a dirty dress with mei raglan, with mei raglan on the dress. So he says, "Ain lizrikol amayim." You're not allowed to throw any water on a dirty dress. Shavuos Zel Kibusoi. So the shaila is, but the mother wants to daven. on Shabbos, and she has meraglayim absorbed in her beged, so you're not supposed to daven keneged meraglayim, even though the meraglayim is absorbed. The Gemara Brachos talks about a puddle of meraglayim on the floor, or a container that has meraglayim in it. Here the meraglayim is absorbed in the beged, but he assumes, huh? I don't know. He assumes that you have a problem. Maybe it's only a problem because man that it's still moist. Maybe after it dries up, maybe there's no problem. I don't know. So you got a problem of davening, but you're not allowed to pour. Also, Lizzie got a mime. She has a kibbutz. That's mamish like a beggar that has a stain, has tinuf, and has a tipas dam, a tinuf, and you're soaking in the water to clean it. So that you're not allowed to do. So the women claim the name Rabbi Natam. So just like you're allowed to use a towel, why don't you say Shiras is El Kibusa? Every time you dry your hands in the towel, so you keep on making the towel cleaner and cleaner. The answer is we know in the Mitzvah that it's not so. When you wipe your hands off, so you're putting a little grease into the towel. So let the woman wash her hands and dry off her hands on this apron or on her dress, so she'll wipe the water from her hands into the garment right on top of the Merag line. What is she going to accomplish by that? She wants to be Mevatel the Merag line. She wants to bend, she wants to daven, she wants to say brachas. So the Gemara says in brachas, if you have meraglim, you have to pour in water to be mevatla meraglim. So he says here, not only if it's a puddle of meraglim, even if the meraglim is absorbed in the garment, maybe you're right, it's only if it's moist, there's still a problem of davening or saying a bracha, unless you're mevatla. So how are you going to be mevatla? So let her wipe her hands in, let her wash her hands. And wipe your hands in the garment, and wiping your hands is in the garment, you don't apply Shavuos Zal Kibbutz because that's Berach Lichluch. Yeah, but over here, it's not Berach Lichluch. Over here, the whole kavanah, the whole intention is in order to be Mevatel Merag Lain, that it should be considered as if there's no Merag Lain to allow you to daven. So that's what he says, Vedan Nirulari. He can't believe that the Rabbi and Tam said it. Shahim is Kavanah, the Tairah Lichluch, but Berach Lichitz will leave him, Habziach Kinuach. When do you say that wiping off your hands in a towel is derech lichluchas mutter? If your hands are dirty and you wash your face, your face is dirty, so you wipe it off as derech lichluch. But here it's not. Here it's not derech lichluch. Here adarav, it's derech lichitza v'libun. Here the whole intention is to be mevatel meraglim. So he doesn't understand how that could be. He doesn't believe that the Rabbi Natan said. He thinks that the women made it up. Repi'an noshim. The whole thing is a chiddush. That the meraglim that's absorbed also poses a problem. The meraglim that's absorbed also poses a problem, and you can solve the problem by absorbing a little water in the same location. Just like you pour a little bit of water into the meraglim in a container, and it solves your problem. But here also you absorb some more water into the beged on the weekdays, and that'll solve your problem.
It's not really, maybe because it doesn't make spots. The meraglim doesn't necessarily cause any spotting, and it just wet.
But the original Gemara's of Bracha is by a puddle of Merag line. So it must be have to pour in water to be Mevatle. Here the Rabbi Natam and the Reed, they're all talking the same language as far as this is concerned. So for Shabbos they argue. The Shabbos there's an issue here. But in Hilchas davening, they all say there is a problem because you have Merag line absorbed in the beged. And if you pour a little, you dry a little water into the beged, that'll be Mevatle Merag line. Shouldn't it depend how much water you're wiping in? You're just wiping a little bit of water from your hand, and that's already Mevatel Merag Lain. What's the shear in Brochus? How much water do you have? Revius. What are you going to put? He's going to succeed in getting a revius of water absorbed into the beged. Revius is a lot. Beito Machso. So sure, it's a lot of water. How are you going to absorb a revius of water into the beged? How do you say?
The fact that, if she has so much water in her hands that she's dumping it on, that it's going to be washing it out.
Sure it is. And then she washed her hands and they're moist. I'm not holding like this. She washed her hands and they're dripping wet. Okay. Then it's going to wipe it into the beggar.
Hold her hands like this and have somebody wash her hands.
No, that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking pouring the hand, throwing water over the hands over the beggar. No. That you're not allowed to do. So this is quite an important basis. Okay, I have a lot to say.
Maybe it's just saying that if really, it wouldn't be a problem because it's a drawer, but it smells, so
if it still smells, it is a problem. You mean it's just to take out the smell? The mitzvah is just to take out the smell. That could be. Not that you really have to be mevatelit, but you want to remove the smell. If there is a smell of ruach ra, then you're not reach ra, then you're not allowed to daven. If you can still smell the reach ra from where you are, maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara finally concludes, as far as the Pshat and the Mishnah, that the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim is what they say, call us all the name of Elohim or not, whatever that means. Whether we had one Pshat, and in Rashi, I'm not sure if he says that. Not sure what Rashi means. So, as far as the Machlekes and the Mishnah, we really don't pass on like Reb Shimon. But he says, Rab said, Halachik Reb Shimon v'lav mitaneh. Not that Rab accepts Reb Shimon's reasoning. But rather, in the location where Rav lived, Shemin Vered was easily available. It was easily available. It wasn't so expensive. Everybody had access to buy Shemin Vered. So it was never a refuah hanikeres for anybody. So that's why he says, in my city, it's always mutter. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. In another city, the halacha will not be like Reb Shimon. Hilchos k'Reb Shimon v'lav mitamei, not for Reb Shimon's reasoning. Okay. So this is this perek is very halacha l'maaseh. The laws of refuah b'Shabbos are very relevant. Shailas maybe bizman hazeh. Some rabbanim thought that bizman hazeh the whole gezeira of refuah shouldn't apply. Because the whole Zerah Shem Yishachi Salman doesn't apply. Nobody today grinds up anything. When you have a chayla, you don't grind up. You go to the drugstore and everything is already available. Usually the druggist doesn't grind anything either. Usually the druggist already has it, he buys it from a different place that the other guy ground it up. Once in a while the druggist grinds it up.
I was just saying, it's you, I don't know if this would count, but when somebody uses cocaine, it's exactly what they do.
What, they grind it up?
Chopped up with razor.
And people use cocaine for a fuwa.
Marijuana.
It's used in the doctor's office, not that way. It's used in solution, but mastama, you're gonna make a hulu because okay, the illegal form, and somebody's gonna put it up their nose, they're gonna chop it off. But in the doctor's office, they're already gonna have it in solution. But the fact of the matter is that if somebody was going to use some kind of medication up their nose, they would have to chop it off to be able to snort it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, how often is that used? How often does it happen that a person chops it off?
It's big business.
No, but that's not done the refuah. The shot is to maintain the issur refuah, that's the shot. So some of the Gdolim think that the issur refuah shouldn't apply. So one of the Rabbanim from Yeshiva University published such an essay many years ago. That he already told his balabatim that they're allowed to use all medications on Shabbos because the tamak there doesn't apply. So Soloveitchik was very upset, and he said that it's not correct. That we assume that the xeris refuah still applies. This rabbi quoted a tesis in Beitza on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says in Beitza that you're not allowed to dance and you're not allowed to clap. So tesis says that the reason why you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to clap, is xera shemi sakin kli. For the same reason that you're not allowed to play music on Shabbos, because the musical instrument may be off key and you may fix it. So the Mishnah says, included in that gzera, mashmiya kol, is that you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to clap also, gzera shemi yisakim kli. So Tosfos writes that something today is mutter. What do they mean? Mutter to play a piano today? Tosfos means clapping, dancing. Now we're not sure exactly what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says something is mutter, because the instruments that we have today are more complicated and it's difficult for a layman to fix a klishe. You have to have a mumche in order to fix it. If not, I'm going to walk over right away and be able to fix the klishe. So since the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. So the Taz Taki asks on that basis, let it be a davashim minyan tzach min yanach la hatira. The Gemara says, whenever there's a gzera, the Gemara says, beating a beitza, dav dalet. Whenever there's a gzera de rabbana that was instituted in one generation because of a certain consideration, even if you live in a later generation where that consideration no longer exists, the chashash doesn't apply anymore, so the gzera de rabbanon is still intact, unless you'll have a bezin. A bezin will convene and declare that they're repealing the initial enactment. They have a right to repeal it. Many Rishonim hold that the only time you require Bezin Gadol B'Chochma V'Minyan, a greater Bezin, greater in learning, greater in numbers, greater in scholarship and everything, to repeal a rabbinical enactment is if the reason for the original Gzera still applies. But if the reason for the original Gzera doesn't apply anymore, so a lot of Rishonim hold that you don't require Bezin Gadol B'Chochma V'Minyan. The Raivin, a lot of Rishonim hold like that. So, L'chor, we should still require a Bezin to repeal that Gzera. So what does Tosis mean? Tosis just says it fell apart by itself. Tosis mashma that the Gzera fell apart by itself. They don't say that we constituted the Bezin and we repealed the Gzera against dancing and clapping. Tosis in Beis Adap Lam, it sounds like they mean to say that the whole Gzera fell apart by itself. So the Tazeh is Takansha. What is Tosis talking about? What happened to the rule of Doshimin Yisach Minach Latir? So the Taz writes some kind of a pshetl. And after he finished reading the Taz, he's still not sure what he said. He raised a good question, and he didn't give a clear-cut answer. We're not sure. Rav Soloveitchik said, "Ala Rishonim on him it's time. We're not sure what Tosfos is talking about. We're not sure what Tosfos said about the clapping and about the dancing. So why should we be mata de refu over here?"
A lot of people have trouble swallowing pills, and they mash it up. It's easier to just swallow it as a powder.
I mean, that's the Shemi Shachik Samamanin.
Yes.
I think the Rishonim assumed that ain't Tochen Achas Tochen. That if something already was ground up before, and you grind it up the second time, that's not a violation of Tchina. Let's say you take bread. So bread originally started off with flour. And then you mixed the flour with water and you made dough and then you baked it. So now if you're going to rip it apart, you're going to take bread and you're going to grind it up and make it into tiny particles. So that's not a natural unit, that's a synthetic unit of bread. If I take a carrot and I'll slice it to tiny pieces, I'll take something natural that's one unit and I'll slice it into tiny particles, that's tochen. Take a banana, that's tochen. But if you take something that already was nitchan and synthetically it's held together and then you regrind it, so that's no, there's no tochen achat tochen. I think it's assumed that that would be permissible, that wouldn't be an issue. Others argue the point that maybe one should be mater refuah bizman hazeh for a different reason. Maybe one should be mater refuah for a different angle. That this gzera de rabbanon of refuah means that the fellow has to suffer on Shabbos. There is the hamitzvah of einik Shabbos. When did they prohibit refuah? If he's a bari with a mechesh bialn, he has a slight ache and pain. If he really has a so much of a machla that he's labeled as a chodesh emes hakonis and shulchan aruch, we accept that opinion, machlokes, but we accept the opinion of the Rishonim that there is no gzeris refuah. So when is there a gzeris refuah? When he's a bari with a mechesh b'yam. So basically, the gzeris refuah is always by kiras dovenatar. You're telling the guy suffer on Shabbos and don't fulfill oinik Shabbos. So the chachamim yesh kach b'yal chachamim laka dovenatar b'shei b'yal tasa. It is true they have a right to tell us not to blow shofar and not to shake a lulav, even if it's a mitzvah min haTorah, and they tell us over here, don't take the medication and suffer. Suffer on Shabbos, it means and violate the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah midivri kabbalah of Einik Shabbos. Some sefer in the tshuva suggests that maybe kibud v'yoinik, the psukim in Yeshayah, maybe they're really deraisa. Maybe kibud v'yoinik are an interpretation of what's included in the mitzvah of Zohar. That's the Rav Soloveitchik read, the Rambam also. The Rambam says there are four mitzvahs, two min haTorah, Zocha b'shamer and Shnaim shenis parshu medivri kabbalah. What does it mean Shnaim shenis parshu? So they should understood along the lines of that chasam sefer that the two kibud v'yonik which are mentioned in Novi Yeshaya are really pirushim, their interpretations. And Novi's just saying that this too is included in Zohar. That Zohar doesn't only refer to mitzvah reciting kiddush lahazakir to mention kedushas hayom of Shabbos, but it includes also to have a Shabbos dikah atmosphere on Shabbos. Zohar includes kibud v'yonik. So it could be the kibud v'yonik is a deraisa. Even if it's not a deraisa, the divrei kabbalah one is good enough. So the takonas chachamim, this gzera, this whole perik, the shmona shvatzim perik, that the chachamim prohibited applying medication if it's a refuah hanikeres, the whole thing is in violation of a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah. So that's the halacha. If they're concerned that people are going to violate a halacha, they have a right. Afilu yesh kach b'yad chachamim. Lacker even dov min atar b'shevi al tasa, let alone a dov min dirik kabbalah b'shevi al tasa. However, we have the Rosh in the tshuva write that whenever the Zera Derabanan that was the Zera Derabanan was instituted by Kiras Dav Min HaTorah, then they have to incorporate the Tamak Zera into the Nusach HaGzera, and therefore whenever, if you live in a generation where the Tamak Zera doesn't apply, then the whole Zera won't apply, and you don't apply the rule of Dovah Shebeminyan. The Rosh and the Tshuva, the Tur, quotes his father's Tshuva, the Tur was the son of the Rosh. So he quotes that they used to live in Germany. Rosh was a student of the Maharam Rutenberg. And then the Goyim put the Maharam Rutenberg in prison in the hope that the Jewish community would pay the ransom money to get him out of prison. And Maharam Rutenberg said they're not allowed to because they were asking for an exorbitant amount of money. And the Mishnah says, in Gitnei, Paitim, Sashun, Yesal, Today, the name, you're not allowed to pay too much money. Because you're just going to encourage the Goyim to take more people into captivity, to hijack more people. So he died in prison. And before he died, he left instructions they shouldn't even be paid to his body after he died. So after he died in prison, so the Rosh assumed that he's going to be next. They're probably going to put him in prison until he's going to die, hoping that the Jewish community would pay ransom. So the Rosh left Germany and he ran away to Spain. At that time, the Rajba passed away in Barcelona. The Rajba took over the Ramban's position. His Rabban is in Barcelona. So when the Rajba passed away, the Rosh came, so they appointed a Yakesh rabbi. He didn't speak Spanish, spoke Yiddish, whatever, he spoke German. So they appointed the Rosh as the rabbi in Barcelona. So he didn't know what was going on over there. They had different minhagim, they followed different shittas over there. So one of the things that he didn't know what was going on was that they were wearing tzitzis on a beggar shal pishton. And he said, Hayitochin, this is one of the cases, this is one of the cases where we pass on like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says that in the first parak in Shabbat, there are Yutches Gzeiras, there are 18 cases where Beis Shammai outvoted Beis Hillel. Then Tosis in Sukkah, Dav Gimel, quotes from the Siddur Rav Amram, there are an additional 6 cases. In addition to the 18, there are additional 6 cases scattered about three Shas where we also pass on like Beis Shammai. So one of them is this, Rav Amram Goyen writes in the Siddur. One of them is that you're not allowed to put tzitzis on a beggar shel pishton. The Gemara Menachos gives you a whole reason why. So when he came to Germany, when he came to Spain and Barcelona, he was surprised to see that the Balabatim were wearing tzitzis on a linen garment. So he asked them, Hayitochin, it's against Aloha. So they said, no, the whole reason for the Gzeira that you don't allow people to put in tzitzis on a beggar shel pishton is because the Tcheles has to be a special color and a special material. The string that's going to, string of strings, however many you have, the string of strings that are going to be tchelas have to be wool. And it has to be dyed a special color tchelas. So they may fall in, the Shammai made exera. You may fall in and buy tchelas from a faker who is giving you imitation tchelas, in which case you're not being kind in the midst of tchelas, in which case you're going to have a string of tzemer, and a beggar shel pishton is going to be shatnes, and there's no heter. The only time we allow you to put the beged shel, the chut shel tzemer and the beged shel pishton is when it's letzorech for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis. But if the tchelis is a fake tchelis, the guy who fooled you, he sold you some kloilon, some indigo that's imitation tchelis, then there's no heter to violate the shatnes. So these balabatim in Spain said that hayosta bizman hazeh, in their days they didn't have any tchelis at all. So the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply. What do you mean someone's going to fall in, they're going to put in shatnes, shalobo, makamitz? It's not shaykh. Everybody knows they don't have any tchelas, nothing to discuss. And since the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply, and therefore they're permitted to put on tzitzis on a beged shel tishna. So the Rosh was bothered with the kasha, let it be a dovish of the minyan, tzoch minyan achala hatira. But in the days of the Tanoim, the reason for the gzera did apply, because they had tchelas available. They had tchelas and they had kloilon, they had the imitation tchelas. So Bizman is that the reason doesn't apply, so that's like any other gzera, that the gzera doesn't fall apart by itself. So the Rosh gives some kind of an explanation, and the Tshuva that's quoted, it's in Tshuva Sarosh, printed in the Shal Tshuva Sarosh, and quoted by the Tur in Simeches, and quoted by the Magen Avraham in Simeches, from the Tur, from the Tshuva Sarosh, the same, everybody quotes the same Tshuva Sarosh. He gives some kind of an explanation, has a few sentences to explain why there's no problem with Dov Shemin. So it's a little unclear what he's driving at. So the Mishkan is Yankiv has a tshuva where he explains what he's talking about. He says, whenever the Chachamim are making Exer Bakiras Dovim in HaTorah, they're making Exer in violation of the laws of the Torah. The Torah says you are obligated to put in tzitzis in a beged shel pishton, and they're telling you the Davka not to fulfill the mitzvah. So whenever they're in violation of the laws of the Torah because of Exer the Rabbanim, then they must incorporate the Tamak Exer into the Nusach Exer. And whenever, normally they don't. They always have to have a reason for Xer, but they don't incorporate the Tamak Xer into the Nusach Xer. The Gemara says they don't want to be mefarsim the reason for the gzeira d'rabban. But whenever it's bakiras davman atzer, then they felt compelled to. And once they included the tamak gzeira into the nusach gzeira, said them mail. If you live in a generation where the tamak gzeira doesn't apply, all you need is that bezin should pass, and the tamak gzeira doesn't apply in our generation because chelus is simply not available. So no one's going to fall in. So perfect. So then the gzeira doesn't apply. That's how the Mishkanes Yankov understands the Tshuvas HaRosh. So that's a possibility over here. One could argue the point and say that maybe the whole Gzeira D'Rabbanan, the whole Shmoneh Shvatim, the whole one out of the 24 Prokem on Masech Shabbos, the bulk of the Perek is all about Refuah. We streamlined it. We abridged the Perek. We just learned the last daf. But the whole Perek is all about, we learned the first daf that had nothing to do with Masech Shabbos, about Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. And then the rest of the parak is all about refuah's b'shamas. So the gzeira of refuah not to allow people to apply medication means the fellow has a mechesh on Shabbos and he has to suffer. So the gzeira de rabbanon is always bakiras mitzvah midirik ha'polos. You tell a guy to be mevatla mitzvah b'enek Shabbos. And maybe here they have to incorporate the tamak gzeira into the nusach gzeira. So maybe all you need is that a bezin should get up today and paskin. The tamak gzeira doesn't apply because nobody grinds up any medication anymore. So the mele, the whole gzeira doesn't apply. That's a possibility. Anyway, but Rav Soloveitchik was not happy. He said that it's not right. He was very upset why this rabbi allowed his balabatim to use medication on Shabbos, and he printed this in a YU publication also. They had a pamphlet about the laws of Shabbos that he printed in my synagogue. I already allowed medicine on Shabbos a long time ago. He's already advanced. And Rav Soloveitchik said, "Ala rishonim anu mitzvah." We don't know what pshat and tesis is in Beit Daf Lamed about the clapping and about the dancing. We don't know why Tosfos said that it's not a davar shel minyan. We don't know what the answer is there. And he thought you shouldn't extend it anywhere else.
Even according to this story, he's still needing gzeira. He's still needing a bezin to be mevatel gzeira.
I don't think you need a bezin to be mevatel gzeira. You need a bezin to paskin that the tamak gzeira doesn't apply in our generation. So the mele, a shayla.
There is no issue, sir. Rabbi there, I said today, we should go shayla on Shabbos.
That's what the Mishnah Brura asks. The Mishnah Berurah asks the Bir Allah, he says, according to those Rishonim hold that it's not a Rishus Rabban Deraisa unless you have Shishim Ribo, so Frek Akasha, why don't we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yud Bishamis? It's a two line Bir Allah. So what kind of a Akasha is that? It's a Dachadov Shabimin, Sachmin and Achalat here. What does he get so, what does he find it so difficult? So it could be that that's what he felt was a Akasha, because it was Bakir Dov Menatera. So whenever it's Bakira's Dovman HaTorah, so you can't say, you can't apply Dovashim HaMinyan, Tzach Minach HaNatir. They seem to be Rishonim who say like the Mishkan HaSyankin, the Ferish, Rosh and Ksubis quotes, Goinim who say like that. Whenever the Takana Derabon, the Gzera Derabon, whenever he has cases of Takanas, whenever it's in violation of the laws of the Torah, then they have to incorporate the Tamak Gzera into the Nusach HaTakana and the Nusach HaGzera. So then you don't apply the rule of Dovashim HaMinyan. Dovashim HaMinyan means that it's a Loi Plug Rabon. Loi plug in all cases and in all generations, loi plug. But if it's Bakira's Dovman HaTorah, then it's not right to make it a loi plug. A little bit you do, but you don't make it too much of a loi plug. So that's a question. I think most of the Rabbonim, I think Rabbi Tendler, has a whole explanation why the Gzeira still applies Bizman HaZeh. He says people violate other malachas. True, they don't violate shchikas hamavanim. They violate mimareach. Mimareach. They do other malachas when they apply medications. They smear on medications in a smooth way. So, even though that gzeira, the gzeira against refu was instituted shema yishachik hamavanim, but shema yimareach ritiyo still applies. So we shouldn't hasten to be matter this gzeira. But some of the Gdolim in the past, in the recent years, were makel on it. If you smear oil, that's what we just had about smearing oil on the body. Yeah, so Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush in his tshuvas. He thinks that this whole Mishnah Kuf Yidal about smearing oil is only if the oil pours like water. But if it's thick water, he thinks you have to liquefy it first. You have to make it, you have to thin it out first. If the oil is too thick, then he says it's the same as smearing Jergens lotion on your hand, that that's a violation of Mimareach, which is a toldo Mimachik. The original Mimachik is if you have a rough surface and you make it smooth by sandpapering the surface, by removing the roughness. And then there's a toldo of Mimachik if you make it smooth by adding something on, by adding polish, shoe polish to the rough surface of the shoes, by adding floor polish or by smearing something on the body. But Moshe has a chiddush that even heavy oil, thick oil, is also mamarech. I think most assume that it's not so. Most assume that oil is oil. Mishnah says oil is mutter. Moshe has a chiddush. He thinks that liquid soap also. He thinks that it's very thick liquid soap. It's going to be also be a problem because it's going to leave your hands smoother. So he says that you have to first, when you have the liquid soap pour into your hand, so you have to have a little water go in to liquefy it further to make it water. You do it anyway. Okay, you do it anyway. Yeah, that we do. The oil we don't always follow that much. Okay, tomorrow morning, I invite whoever is able to come to my home at 10 o'clock. The shayla that I didn't realize there's a Mishnah Berurah b'china. So maybe I'll give you the b'china and you take it on your own tomorrow night and you hand it in. I think the b'china is for undergraduates. Yeah, what's the story with Shia tomorrow? We'll try to be finished, okay, by 1 o'clock. We'll try to be finished by 1 o'clock and we'll try to have Shia. Okay. If we have a Shia, we probably will. We have a Shia. We'll start from Kufiyat Gimel Amin Aleph. The Kaplan Mitakelim. Okay.